Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
I've literally just got here. I was doing... doesn't it sound so... I was doing a photo shoot downstairs with a delightful lady called Sonia, who was delightful and as scatty as anything. And we've literally just finished. So tonight's show will be what it will be. This is Talk Radio. Speak to you after this.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I may go out tomorrow if I can borrow a coat to wear. Oh, I'd step out in style with my sincere smile and my dancing bear outrageous. Alarming, courageous, and charming. Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? Was just amazing how fair people can be. Seen at the nicest places where well-fed faces all stop to stare.
Guys, and it's annoyed me. Can I permission, sir, to demonstrate? 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Permission to demonstrate, if I may be so bold, the difference in tempo. If I'd have known it was that version, then I certainly wouldn't have played it, but I did. Good evening, and pitch, and pitch. Good evening, dear listener. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. If you want to take part in the show tonight, 0844 499 1000. Right, so, that was on the album Harry. Right, so, this is going to be, tricky. Hang on, we're going to play both versions at exactly the same time, okay? So to do that, we need to, bloody hell. All right, we can do this. Here we go. No, don't sync the iPhone. Hang on. Right. All right. Okay, you ready? Right, so we're going to cue this up. And, oh, no. Hang on. We'll do it properly.
I may go out tomorrow if I can borrow a coat to wear.
One's going to overtake the other.
Here we go.
This is working.
just a stain.
It really is. Too much. And that's an advert, guys, for not taking LSD. That's an advert, if ever there was one, because that's what it sounds like for a whole 24-hour trip, guys. I am reading... here comes a cup of tea from Emma. Thank you, Emma. I am reading an excellent book. Let me show it to the periscopers at home. I'm reading an excellent book about this fella, Tiny Tim. You aware of Tiny Tim? Tiny Tim, of course, did Tiptoe Through the Tulips. And I don't really know much else of what he did, but I'm thoroughly enjoying reading the book. And that's that conversation over. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Vanessa. Good evening, Vanessa.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Although my diet has gone to cock in that I was doing so well, but then I hated myself, so I went and had a massive Chinese meal.
I don't blame you.
Well, and now I'm all fat again.
No, not really.
Well, that's very kind of you to say so, Vanessa. What have you got for us?
I'm just wondering what your opinion of the Wurzels were.
Of the what?
The Wurzels.
That my opinion of the Wurzels...
One of the greatest groups growing, and I've seen them live.
Well, I think we know what your opinion of the Wurzels is. How many times have you seen them live?
Well, I've seen them once with my son Simon, who phones you up regularly.
Oh, does he?
Yes, Simon Hood, the promoter of music.
I don't know who that is off the top of my head.
I'm sure you do. He's very famous.
Well, hang on, Simon who?
Hood.
Well, I don't know him.
He's a very famous young man.
I've never heard of him.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
I haven't!
You sure?
Yes!
He's listening now. He'll be devastated.
Well, I don't know him.
Really?
Hang on, is he the one that signed up the American...
That's it, yes.
Oh, I know. Oh, okay. Right, well, that American, that country and Western guy was good. But he doesn't represent the Wurzels, does he?
No, it's just that I just wanted to know what you thought, because... We saw them live a few years ago.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I drove my tractor through your haystack last night.
It's a bit rude, isn't it? I drove my tractor through your haystack last night.
I can tell you something even ruder.
Oh!
We went to see them live, and halfway through in the interval, the Young Farmers group danced naked across the stage.
Oh, sweet Lord.
It wasn't part of the act. They got thrown out, by the way.
Good. Men and women?
Just men.
And what were their pitchforks like?
Wow, devastating. I was disappointed.
Really?
Really.
Could you? Was it like searching for a needle in a haystack?
You could say that. Yes. Yeah.
Oh well, I'm sorry that the naked farmers didn't do it for you, Vanessa. That's a real shame.
Wurzels, next time.
The Wurzels are. I think they're an excellent example of British folk rock music.
They're very entertaining.
They're very entertaining. Are they still going?
They are, yes, yeah. Not so many gigs, but they do still travel around.
Well, good. But you've only seen them once, you say?
Yes, disappointedly. I come from a farming family, so
right.
I like that kind of music.
Yeah, but if you like them that much, surely you'd go and see them more than
once. Well, I'm a busy lady. I have to work.
What do you do for a living?
I'm on the checkout at a very busy supermarket.
Is it Tesco?
No.
It's not that busy, then. Is it Asda?
No.
It's not Waitrose?
No.
No. Safeway. Is Safeway still going?
No.
I don't think Safeway's...
No, it's not. Actually, no, it replaced Safeway's.
Lidl?
No.
What replaced Safeway? Gateway?
Morrison's.
Ah.
Morrison's.
I used to work, many years ago, I used to work at B-Jams. Do you remember B-Jams, Vanessa?
Yes, yes, yeah.
I used to work at B-Jams, and I hated it when they would put me on the till. I absolutely hated it.
I do all the time.
No, well, the thing, but back in the day, because it was primarily frozen food, and we didn't have the zappers that you got now, so it would be, the price would be put on with a price gum.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And it would always fall off.
Oh, that wasn't any good, was it?
No, it was a nightmare. And so I lost my job at BJAM after being there for 3 years. It started when I was 15. You kids don't know you're born. And there was this lovely elderly couple came, and all the price labels had fallen off. So I just made up. Not BJAM in Langley. It was BJAM off the Farnham Road in Slough. So all the prices fell off, right? So I made up the prices, and I gave them really cheap bargains. I was giving them, you know, a bag of frozen chips for 10p and stuff like that.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
And, I do remember. Do you remember Fine Fair?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember Fine Fair. And and they came back an hour later and complained because I'd overcharged them by like 10p on something when
really?
They'd saved about 15 quid. And then the boss went through the entire bill, and I was like, "Oh, busted!" And I had a
struggle. You got the sack, did you?
Well, no, I quit.
Oh, okay.
I quit before I got the sack.
Oh right, okay.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Well, Vanessa, it's lovely to talk to you.
Do you
listen to the show?
I only can listen on my iPad because I live down in near Canterbury in Kent.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So,
but I hear good things about you all the time.
So hang on a minute. So you've never actually listened before?
No, because I live down in Kent.
Yes. You can get us in Kent, can't you?
Not on the actual radio, no. I have to listen on them online.
Can you? Well, we're only on DAB.
Yeah.
Can't get us on the DAB in Kent.
No, I'm very disappointed because I know people, especially Simon, and a lot of other people that listen to you.
That is awful. I'm going to go and tomorrow. I'm going to go and punch the boss in. I'm going to punch Denny in the nose. How about that?
And I'm going to get a petition up.
Yeah, you get a petition up to get Denny arrested, the boss, and sent to prison. And I'll give him a black eye and a broken nose. How about that, Vanessa?
Sounds like a plan.
Beautiful. Thank you very much indeed. And that, dear listener, is how the show works. People phone up who've never heard the show before and talk about the worst. I'm glad she called up. You know, I said I had nothing yesterday. Well, surprise, I ain't got nothing today. I've just been doing a photo shoot for an hour. I mentioned last week that I was interviewed by Miranda Sawyer. For the that was a great call, by the way, Vanessa, thank you. For the Observer, talking about late night radio and stuff. Well, they want to take my photo. And so I had this delightfully scatty, I think that's the polite way of saying it, photographer, Sonia, who was hilarious, actually, came down at 9, and we went downstairs and took loads of photos, and at 9:50 we finished, right? But we were doing it in this weird studio where there aren't any computer monitors or anything, right? And she said, would you have any computer monitors in front of you? I said, yeah. She went, oh. Are they, like, important to the show? I said, yeah, yeah. She went, oh, right. These photos aren't going to be any good. And I said, right, come with me. Let's go in the studio next door. You've got 4 minutes to take as many photos as you can bang out. And you know it's going to be the photos from that last 4 minutes that they're going to use. Anyway, she was delightful. And when I should have been prepping the show, dear listener, I was posing for a young lady and her camera. You see? Do you see? 0844 499 1000. Luke and Ray, stay there. Come to you after this.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Luke. Yes, Luke?
Hello.
Hello, Luke.
How are you?
Everyone's full of spunk this evening, aren't they?
I would say so.
They're really, really peppy tonight. It's a really peppy atmosphere, and I like that.
You've got to be.
You've got to be, mate. You've got to be in it to win it. It could be you.
Exactly. Usually listen to you when I fall asleep, Ian.
Okay.
Watch you on Periscope quite a lot.
Thank you.
Thought I'd give it a go.
Well done.
Thank you. Can you still hear me?
Yes. In as much as you stop talking.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. I didn't know if I should carry on or...
Yeah,
like,
carry on.
You know,
carry on. What you got for us, Luke?
What do I talk about? It's my first time. I'm a virgin.
This isn't virgin.
No, no, I am a virgin.
Oh.
Not a literal, but I'm a radio virgin.
Okay. Break
me in.
What do you want to talk about?
What do you like?
Good question. Music.
Good. Soybeans.
What was that little bleep?
That was an email about a refund.
For what? Go on.
Just a charger. Nothing spectacular.
Why are you getting a refund for a charger, mate?
Broke. Like they do.
Yeah, they do. They do, don't they?
What's going on with Periscope tonight? Is there much going on in there? I'm not in there at the moment.
There's lots of people who are really willing you on.
Oh, really? Oh, good. No, I don't know. I was in there last night.
Yeah.
It got a bit, rowdy.
Here's the thing. Right. Periscope, for those who don't, basically it's a way of watching the show. And if you want to go and watch periscope.tv/Ian Lee, you can. Here's the thing, right? I can't patrol it like a dinner lady. By dinner lady, I mean the ones that go out in the playground, not the ones that serve up the food. I can't patrol it like a dinner lady and sorting out squabbles and arguments and things like that, right? Here's my top tip, right? If someone... Hello?
Hello, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Unfortunately.
I see.
Yeah? It's like that, is it? Going to be like that, is it?
I'm listening. I'm in. Yeah, go on.
Okay. If someone is rude to you, right...
Mm.
Just block them. You can block people on there, can't you, yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So just block them. Just block them. And if they're being, you know, if they're being like what? Because I'm going to be honest, right? I don't really care. Because it's not what the focus of the show is, okay? And there are a lot of people, I'm talking about Periscope now, they're going like, what? What is that? I don't get it.
Yeah.
So if someone's being an arse on there, just block them. If I catch them doing it when I glance around, then, you know, I might do something about it. But otherwise, just, you know, just block them. You have the power. You have the power within yourself, guys, to just block them.
Oh, you mean
them.
We block them. I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's
yeah.
what I said it about six times.
Oh, no, I thought you was blocking them. No, I'm confused.
No, yeah, I just said about six times you block them.
Good idea. Hang on.
What, you doing it now?
No, hang on.
Have you ever made a phone call before?
I'm usually rung, not made. I don't usually make the phone call. I'm usually the one being called.
Lucky you. When the number comes up and it's a number that you don't know, do you answer it?
Depends what mood I'm in.
And if I'm feeling boisterous, I will. But generally, yeah. I don't answer it. Oh, I've not got. Did I bring? Oh, the paper's over there. Generally, there was a call today from a number, and I looked at it, and I just looked at it, and I thought, I wonder who that is. Turned out it was Dave from Rentokil about getting rid of me moths, but I didn't call him back.
Oh, it was an actual genuine call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was an actual genuine what?
Genuine?
That was an actual, genuine call.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had one not long ago about a road accident. I'm sure we've all had them.
Yeah? What, road accidents?
So I played along, and I was like, she was on about £5,000, and I was like, oh, hello.
Mm.
And then I go, it must have been bad, because I can't remember it. And wow. She hung up.
Wow. Well,
so that's the level I was on that day.
Yeah,
and crazy.
Well, Luke, it's been great talking.
And you, maybe give it another go in a year or two.
I'd say two. Slow start to the show. You can't. Here's the thing I've learnt, guys. I worked out today. I've done, and this is a very rough estimation, right? Very rough estimation. I've done about 6,000 hours of phone-in radio. That's nuts, isn't it? And that is a that's on the low side. My original figure came out over 7,000, and I've shaved 1,100 hours off. That's about 6,000 hours. What's the tipping point? That meant 10,000. Once I've done 10,000 hours, I'll be good at this. Only another 4,000 hours to go. That's all. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Ray's on the line. Good evening, Ray.
Hip, hippity, hip, hip, hip.
Hey!
Full of spunk.
There we go. Aren't all the best people?
Fantastic.
Young, anyway, dumb, and full of fun.
Yeah, full of fun. There we go. This photo shoot you were having downstairs, are you still caked in makeup from it?
No, I didn't have any makeup. It was au naturel. I forgot she was coming. I was around the corner having my Chinese, missing my mate Kath, because normally we go for the Chinese together. And the lady went, I won't do the voice. Your friend's not with you? I went, no, it's just me. It was a very sad Chinese meal. And I had a main course, right? Mm. We always get sweet and sour pork with boiled rice. I had that. And then afterwards, I was still hungry. So I ordered a starter, right? Mm. And then when the starter came, I wasn't hungry, but I thought, I've got to eat most of this now, otherwise I'm going to look stupid. I'm going to look like I don't know what my own stomach capacity is. Mm-hmm. So I ate it, and I got Chinese food all down me, and I'm sat there just letting it digest, that beautiful moment after the meal, and I'm letting it digest.
Yeah.
This is at 20 to 9. And then suddenly I was hit by a thought, and it went, oh, my God, there's someone coming to take my picture in 20 minutes. I've got to get back. So I had to go. I had to waddle back to Talk Radio, which is where we are.
Yeah.
And then I got Chinese all down my shirt. And I've worn a short sleeve shirt, which I wouldn't normally wear for a photo shoot because I don't like my arms. And then she was Sonia was in it. Absolutely bonkers. Absolute fruitcake, but wonderful because of it.
Yeah, I guess they have personalities because they want to bring out the best smiles in you.
Oh, yeah. And also, I'll be honest, right? How can I say this? I can't. She kept, because it was in a tiny studio, she kept leaning over on, she kept getting into really interesting positions, basically. That's terrible. What a terrible thing to say. What a terrible misogynistic thing to say. But she was getting into really interesting positions in order to facilitate the photographic session. And then she kept showing me the photos. Now, I don't know about you, Ray. I hate looking at pictures of myself, right?
Yeah, me too.
And she done good. She did good work. She was excellent. Really excellent and really, really funny. And we got on really well, which is always great. But she kept showing me these pictures and all I could see was a fat, grey old man.
Mm.
Yeah. So that was it. Anyway, I just blocked someone on Periscope then. So that's why. And literally, I got down here just as Johnny and Ash, or got up here, sorry, just as Johnny and Ash were kind of wrapping up and saying goodbye, and I dashed in. It was a little bit frantic. Am I speaking to? Are you a recording? Because you sound like.
No, I'm not a recording.
Have you got any? I've got a friend, right, called Jonathan, right, who's got this brilliant. Yeah. When I phone him up and it goes to answer phone, he doesn't do it deliberately, but it sounds like he's there. There's like he's obviously recorded it by a road. So you hear a car, then you hear the. I go, all right, Jonathan, I'm sorry, I can't take your call right now. Every time he gets me, man.
Fantastic. Anyway, I was going to talk about the Simon Smith song that you play at the start. Every time I hear that, I always think of the Muppet Show version. Have you ever heard that version?
I didn't know that the Muppets did a version of that, no.
Scooter with Fozzie Bear doing the dancing, obviously.
Yep, those...
Which works great on a record, because you can see him dancing.
Those crazy Muppets. Mm. Here's the thing, whenever I hear... hang on a minute, what do I need to hear? If anyone... Say, Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. Every single time. And it annoys... I'm the only person that finds it amusing. I don't even know if people around me notice me doing it, but say it again.
Phenomenon.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, Ian Collins used to play that all the time.
Oh, well, I've stopped.
Okay, there's a reason to stop.
I've stopped.
Yeah, anyway, and the other thing was B-Jam. I used to have a B-Jam microwave.
Did BJ make electronic white goods?
Did. Yeah, they did chest freezers, microwaves.
Oh, do you know what? They did have chest freezers. Yeah, we had a chest freezer in the garage from BJ. I don't know why. I don't know why we got a chest freezer. It was just a thing in sort of about 1984. No, it was earlier than that because it was when we lived in Farnham. No, it was when we lived in Farnham Commons. So, yeah, it was about 1984, 85. Everyone got chest freezers.
Yeah, and I always kept, didn't have enough room in the kitchen, so they were usually in the hallway.
Always, I'm always suspicious of people with chest freezers because it's the perfect size.
Oh, yes.
To fit a body in.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And also, when I think of a chest freezer, I think of that fish and rice cake guy.
the classic, Ray, thank you. The classic fish and rice cake guy. You don't know what I mean? Look it up on YouTube. You won't be disappointed.
Late Night Ian Lee. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The chest freezer was a real, I don't want to say it, phenomenon. And in the 80s, everyone thought it would be cool to get a chest freezer, and I don't know why. Because they're the most impractical. Hey, I only found out what white goods were about 3 years ago. I didn't know what white goods meant. I thought it was, I didn't know what it meant. Someone was talking about white goods, and I had to say, I'm really sorry. I don't know what you mean by white goods. And it's all like, you know, it's like fridges and what? It's stuff that goes in the kitchen, isn't it, basically? Let me get an expert on. Johnny? Hello? God, there's... Geez. Johnny? Hello? OK, we'll try and call Johnny back. Let's go to Simon instead. Yes, Simon?
Hip, hip, hip.
There's a real odd vibe to the show this evening, isn't there?
It's very odd. I think it's my mum's fault.
Oh, yeah, it was your mum!
Yes, blame her. She don't even know what a DAB radio is.
I didn't want to... I could totally have... And beg my language here, Simon. I could have totally ripped your mother a new one, right? I could have totally torn her a new a-hole,
I
believe
you were
is
very
the
nice.
Phrase. But I tiptoed around her, and I say that now, knowing that she will never... ever listen to this ever again. What was she doing phoning into a show she'd never heard of on a station she'd never listened to?
You said the other day you didn't get many women callers.
Yeah.
So I said to her, I'll give him a call.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad she did. It was nice talking to her.
You might have convinced her to listen to it now.
No.
When she figures out what a DAB radio is.
No. 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 Never going to happen. I think we know that, don't we?
She thinks you talk about supermarkets all the time.
Well, in many ways, we do.
Anyway,
yes,
I've got some big news regarding my music producing career.
Oh, yeah, this is the country and western singer. What's his name? Stephen Larson or something?
Tyler Brandon.
Tyler Brandon, that was it. And it's Tylor with an O-R, isn't it? Tylor Brandon.
Yeah. Well, anyway...
is he dead?
No, that'd be... Well, he ain't signed the contract yet.
So. No. Listen, when they die, mate, that's when you get the big bucks.
Cash it in.
Yeah, you look at who's that woman? Not the one that is the sitar player's daughter because she's still alive. Use the sitar. Hang on, who's the sitar player?
So the Wurzels, what you're talking about?
No, not the Wurzels. The famous Ravi Shankar. Right, we're going to work backwards. Who's Ravi Shankar's famous daughter? He's got about 15 daughters. Who's his famous one, Simon?
I've never even heard of him.
Shh. Oh, jeez. Ravi Shankar. Ravi Shankar, right, was a sitar player, right, and he got befriended.
Norah Jones.
Thank you. How did you know that?
Periscope.
Oh, flipping it. Now, this is the problem with Periscope and Google and the internet. It's killing the art of the phone-in radio show. I could have got an hour out of that. Anyway, there's a brilliant bit, right, where... Oh, let me find it. Hang on, let me find it. There's a brilliant bit of... So Ravi Shankar, right, was sitar player, the hooked up with George Harrison, and Concert for Bangladesh, I think he does it. And he taught, you know, he made the Beatles go a bit Indian, right? That's the shorthand version. Oh, here we go. Listen to this. Listen to this. And this is him at the concert for Bangladesh, right? This is him and his band, and they're tuning up. It's at Madison Square Garden, right? And they are tuning up, OK? So listen to this. This is them tuning up. The crowd go wild for the tuning up.
Amazing.
Thank you. If you appreciate the tuning so much, I hope you'll enjoy the playing more.
That's not George Harrison.
No, that's Ravi Shankar, you muppet. But what that proves is America in the 1970s was so darned racist that they thought the tuning up of the sitar was the actual music of the sitar. And it wasn't. It was just him tuning up. Anyway, Big Simon, what you got for us?
It's funny you said about George Harrison because... Yep. What I have done is I've booked the Cavern Club to do my launch event for my music.
Have you really?
Yep.
How much does a Cavern Club cost?
It's the back room. It's not the...
Well, you know it's not the Cavern Club as well, don't you?
I'm pretending it is in my head.
OK, but you know it's... You know, yeah, because the real Cavern Club got demolished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's... You know, so basically, from 2 weeks... I've gone from having a song played on the radio to playing in the Cavern Club.
That's brilliant.
But the problem is I've got no acts.
No acts?
Yeah, for my night. So, I'm also looking for a presenter of the show to introduce the acts.
Yeah.
And I wondered if you would be up for it.
I'll do it for 500 quid.
Well, I meant up for asking Kath if she would be able to do it. Do you think she'd be up for it?
All right, to that one, didn't I? Well, she's away. Why don't you ask her when she gets back, Simon?
The thing is, imagine for your career, it'd be a highlight for your career, wouldn't it?
A, because it's not the Cavern Club. B, it's the back room at not the Cavern Club. And C, I introduced The Who live on stage at the Royal Albert Hall, Simon.
Yeah, but... Tyler Brandon.
Well, he's not going to be there.
I might fly him over if we sell enough records.
Oh, for crying! When is it booked for?
December. I got a good rate because I told him it was for a Christmas party. So they might throw in like a dinner as well, like turkey dinner or something for everyone who comes.
Well, I admire your chutzpah and your gojones. But, it'll be all right. You'll have a decent night. You just got to find some bands and have a word with Kath and it'll be great.
Yeah. Would you, we do a little broadcast live from the show?
Well. Oh, what, on Wait. Here?
Yeah, yeah.
What day of the week is it?
Thursday.
Right, OK. Well, then Kath will more than likely be able to do it because she'll be sacked from here by then, I'm sure. We'll find out what the listening figures are at midnight. So who knows? Who knows?
That's the problem with Periscope, though, isn't it? They don't count. No. I mean, yesterday you had 700 people in there.
Yeah, well, that would be almost double what I'm expecting to get. But never mind. Simon, I wish you the best of luck with it.
Cheers.
Book the bloody Wurzels. Book the Wurzels. They'll do it. It's going to be one of those shows, I think, where it's just going to bounce around for a bit. And that's fine, isn't it? It's just going to bounce around for a little bit. And I've really got no... Oh, there was one thing I wanted to mention, actually. Arthur Lee. It was 10 years ago that Arthur Lee died. Who he? I'll play a bit of Arthur Lee later on. I must remember to do that. Apart from that... you know. 0844 499 1000. We call you back. Johnny, Tris, stay there. Come to you after this.
Late night Ian Lee. On air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499 1000. I'm still reeling a little bit from last night's show. Where, I don't know if you heard it, from 11 till... Is it out as the podcast now? Has it gone out? So get the podcast. Basically, the podcast is the second hour of yesterday's show, where we had a rash of callers that, to me, really typify what I think late night radio should be all about. And it was funny because they all seemed to come at once and I didn't ask for it. I didn't put it out there. But it started off with Imran, who is a flat earther. And what that means is he believes the earth is flat. And I've really been thinking about Imran a lot today, and I've come to the conclusion he's absolutely nuts. I've really tried to see his point of view. And then it was followed, we had a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, and we had Billy calling in talking about something. And it was a thoroughly entertaining hour of radio. Right, it was really good fun. I really enjoyed it. And what am I trying to say? I guess I'm trying to say is, those people can call in again. And it kind of... I'm struggling for words tonight because I'm tired and it's been a long old week. And well, hang on, it's only Wednesday. And I've eaten too much and I feel bloated. And I can never think properly when I feel bloated. I do my best shows when I'm hungry and alert. But what I'm trying to say is those people can call in again, even if we had an argument. And this show is an outlet for people on the fringes of society, whatever that may mean. But you can come here and you can kind of share that stuff. You'll be challenged. I'm not going to accept it willy-nilly, but you'll be challenged. But you can come and talk about it. And you wouldn't get on Five Live or LBC or any of those other stations. Whenever I start with a new producer, first thing I always say is, if someone calls up that wouldn't normally get on, put them to the front of the queue. They're the people, you're the people that I want to talk to most. I'll talk to anyone, you know, but the people on the fringes. So if Imran wants to call in again, if Billy wants to call in again, if the 9/11 dude wants to call in again, or if anyone wants to expound their theories, this is the place for it, you know. And I keep stressing this week, and I think it's starting to hit home for a significant number of you, that this show is not about anything. It's not your traditional phone-in show. I'm trying to get a guy from America, a guy called Bob Fass, to come on. He's 83 years old. And there's a brilliant documentary about him called Radio Unnameable, I think. And he had this radio show in the 60s and the 70s. And he'd get people like Tiny Tim and Bob Dylan and all kinds of people on the fringes on. And people would phone him up. And he arranged a be-in at an airport. He said, right, we're all going to meet at this airport tomorrow at 11. And everyone turned up at this airport and it was nice. I'm going to try and get him on. But it's the closest thing I can compare this to what I'm trying to achieve with this show. Disappearing a little bit up my ass? Yes, I may be. I may be. And that's absolutely fine. What I'm trying to say is you can call in about anything on this show. And the further we go along this journey, the more comfortable and confident I am at turning up with nothing. At turning up to the show with nothing and just having faith that either you'll call in with something or the energy, the vibrations, God, inspiration, panic, fear, whatever you want to call it, will strike me. And I'll have stuff that will come out of my mouth and you'll have stuff to phone in with. I would say about 7 out of 10 shows we get that. 7 out of 10 shows. That's not bad odds. That's not... So 3.5 shows out of a week. That's not bad odds. That's not bad odds. And I am getting more and more comfortable coming in with nothing. Now, I still carry this bit of paper around with me that I jot down stories from the newspapers. I haven't done them for the last week, but I've still got them. But underneath, I'll normally write down just a couple of ideas. And all I've written today is Arthur Lee, because Arthur Lee died 10 years ago today. And that's it. That's it. Imagine having 3 hours to fill and all you've got is the name of some dead boat bloke that hardly anyone's ever heard of. Imagine that. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. With what I've just said in mind, call up. We call you back. Anybody, everybody is welcome. I think we've got Johnny back. Evening, Johnny.
Little cowboy, tie your horse up tight. Hip, hip, hip. Being is all right. Evening.
Good evening, Johnny. That was delightful.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. I like your shirt.
Thanks, man.
That's all right. You still off the Twitter?
Yeah, kind of. Look, I've got Twitter open here. I've got Twitter open here. I'm going to close it, he said.
Well,
refreshing.
I was looking at it earlier, and it said yours on You Now. What the blooming hell's that?
Well, I tried You Now earlier on.
Never heard of it.
Well, no, nor have I. It's another way of streaming video. Hang on a minute. Well, let's try it on here.
Oh God, it's not going to be like Twitter where everyone abuses people and nasty dicks on there, is it? I hate Twitter.
I don't know. I mean, there's a bit of that going on Periscope, and I don't know.
Okay.
All I know is. I will try anything to get as many listeners to this show and this station as is humanly possible. And so I'm trying all these other little bits and pieces. Also, someone said to me, you can monetize You Now and make dollar off it.
Really?
Well, this is what someone said.
How does that work?
Well, I don't know. Hang on a minute. So we're going to go live on there.
Let's see what...
I don't know. Anyway, so we're on there now, and we'll see if that has any impact on figures and stuff. Anyway, Johnny, what have you got?
What is that a new app then? Is it? I've never heard of it.
I don't know. I'm an old man. I don't really know. So we'll see. But people can chat there, and I can send chat and stuff like that. So I don't know. Is the
you were saying on Periscope earlier about the listening figures?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are they? Any news?
I don't know. I know that my boss is down the pub getting drunk. Now, that either means the figures are good or it means the figures are really, really bad. So
I haven't got a clue.
I will find out. Well, you lot will be able to find out at midnight because they'll be published at midnight for the station. We won't get a breakdown for the shows for a while. I don't know.
The last couple of nights, I was on Periscope looking and there was like 300-400 people on there. It's quite busy, and there were so many people saying so many nice things about you. Well, it was quite a nice thing, because normally it's really kind of rubbish, you know, and you got all that nasty thing like Twitter, and that's probably
Here's the thing, Johnny. I am really starting to believe that the social media experiment has failed, and that the majority of social media is actually very dark and is very destructive. And I know there are nice people, and you sound like a nice bloke, and there are nice people on, you know, all around. But I do think that Twitter in particular, but other social media networks as well, are a place that breed bullying.
Yeah, well, it reminds me of YouTube. When you go on YouTube and you get sucked into this wormhole and you look through so many things, when you look at the comments, so many, like, nasty... Why the hell would you say
YouTube
something like that?
Comments,
just, like, teenagers sitting behind a laptop saying, right, it reminds me, I don't know if you remember this, but there was one guy and he was, like, abusing this boxer. It actually got on telly in the end. He was abusing him. And then the boxer tracked him down. He took a picture of his robe.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? I remember that,
And then the bloke was like, oh, no, sorry. This has all got out of hand.
He drove up. He found his street and he tweeted a picture of his street and said, right, do you want to talk about it now or something like that?
Yeah. And, you know, the weird thing is, in the end, they started going on daytime TV and saying, oh, like, you know, this is what could have happened. It all got a bit weird, really.
I had a really good point there and I've completely forgotten.
Oh, sorry.
No, not your fault. I'm really tired tonight, Johnny, and it's my mind's all over the place. You were talking about the boxer. You were talking about... Oh, that's it. You said it was... I don't think it is teenagers, primarily, that are doing it.
It has to be,
doesn't it? No. I think it is grown, primarily grown men. A number of grown women, but I think it's a male thing in their 20s, 30s and 40s.
I don't know about that. I just thought it was kids just being like dicks, you know, and sending nasty things. Would a grown man do that kind of crap?
Yes, they do. They do. Wow. I've met, and there are women I know because I've had one that I've had to go to the police about.
I remember you saying about that.
It's grown men. It's grown men and grown women doing it.
Wow. It's probably another reason for me to come off Twitter. I haven't been on there that long, but...
It's rubbish. It's rubbish. The internet, Johnny, is rubbish.
That's one of the reasons I come off Facebook. Didn't like it. People are just knobs. Anyway, one more thing before I go.
Yes.
Where's Caddock tonight? Everyone's beating him. I feel elated because I've been on before Caddock.
I don't know. Caddock, did he phone us yesterday? I think he did. I don't know where Caddock is. Caddock.
No Caddock, no Barry from Watford. I love Barry from Watford.
We all love a bit of Barry from Watford, Johnny, but who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Let's go to Tris. Evening, Tris.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
How you doing, fella?
I'm all right, fella. What you got for us?
You were talking about, I think it was to Luke, about answering numbers that you don't know.
Oh, yeah. I very rarely do it unless I'm feeling ebullient.
Well, I mean, I'm always tempted, so I like to find out. But my wife, she never will.
Yeah.
But curiosity getting the better of her. She'll either wait for me to get home.
Yeah.
Or better yet, text me the number to phone them back to find out who it was.
Say that again.
My wife, if she gets a call from a number she doesn't know, she'll either get me to ring them back, or she'll text me the number if I'm not at home to ring them to find out who it was.
She texts you the number for you to call them?
Yeah, to find out who it was and then let her know who it was.
That's nuts.
It is nuts. It's the most annoying thing in the world.
Why don't you tell her no?
Oh, I'll text back and say it was her lover or something like that, you know?
Even more so than a withheld, the unknown number is very, very unlikely to be answered in my world. Very unlikely.
But as a general rule, I'll answer it if it's a mobile.
Yeah.
But if it's a landline, it's probably a company trying to sell me something. That's my sort of general rule. But then they start ringing off of mobiles now.
Yeah.
Companies.
Yeah, oh, they're clever. They're clever because they know because of what you've just said.
Yeah. That's right. I met Damon Hill this evening.
The racing car man.
Yeah, well, I didn't know who he was when I met him. I got told afterwards who he was. I cooked for him, and I was sort of led out to meet this table, as I'm a chef, to meet this table.
Yeah.
And, like, I couldn't work out what was going on. I'm only there for the night. I couldn't work out what was going on. Right, OK. And then I got told about half an hour later who it was. I'm still not impressed, even though I know who it is. It's... I can tell you he's gone grey in the last 20 years.
Has he got long hair? He's got very long hair, hasn't he?
He hasn't now, but I think he did in the day, yeah.
Yeah. He was good friends with George Harrison.
Was it? Oh, of course, because George was into...
Yeah, he was really, really good friends with George Harrison. You should have picked his brains about George.
Well, I would have done if I'd have known who it was and known that some information.
I'm not a fan of sport, but motor racing has got to be the dullest sport ever, hasn't it?
I mean, I've always thought if you go and see that live, it must be utterly pointless because every couple of minutes you just see a few cars shoot past and then you've got to wait again. I've never really understood it.
Can I just say, I'm experimenting. I'm not going to get too geeky tonight, but I'm experimenting, Tris. We've got Periscope up and we've got 500 people and that's great. And I'm trying this new thing called YouNow, right? And I don't really, it's a different Periscope. I don't know if I'm going to stick with it. The interesting thing about YouNow is you can invite a guest broadcaster on. I don't know what that means or how it works, right? So if you're on YouNow, look for me, YouNow.com/IanLee, and I'm broadcasting on there. And then I've just invited this guy, T. Delts, to be a guest broadcaster. There we go.
Okay.
Can you hear me, T. Delts? It's a little bit laggy. I don't think he knows. But basically, I can now see this bald... I can't hear you very well, but I can hear this bald... I can see this bald topless bloke who's got tattoos on his arms, and he's looking terribly embarrassed. He's in bed as well.
What,
look.
What is this app exactly?
I don't know, but I don't know. But anyway, I can see a bald man with tattoos, and I don't know if I feel dirty. I feel dirty. I don't know. I'm gonna experiment with you now. There we go. I'll save him his embarrassment. I'm gonna experiment with you now. Maybe when I get home tonight, If I'm feeling ebullient, I might. It's my word of the day.
You'll get Caddick doing the bloody karaoke on there on a Friday, wouldn't you? Trying to broadcast with you.
Could be. Could be. Oh, by the way, Tris, here's a treat for you. Yep. Again from Watco. I've only got 30 seconds. Go onto YouTube, look for Paul McCartney and Skype.
Okay, will do.
Enjoy yourself. It's Paul McCartney recording lots of little sounds for Skype. Have you seen? Oh, it's brilliant. I love McCartney, but he is a massive plum. I'll see if I can dig it out and play some of it. Thank you, Tris. 0844-499-1000. Leon, stay there. I shall come to you after this.
Talk Radio.
I've got a feeling tonight's show won't go down as a classic, but they can't all be classics, can they? We've had a good run of shows. We're due a slightly flatter one, and that's fine. There's still plenty of time to go. 0844-499-1000. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. Speak to you after this.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, it's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Down this road that never seems to end. When new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow the whole world is my home. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. Maybe tomorrow, I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. There's a world that's waiting to unfold. A brand new tale no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there and we've paid our fare with a hobo song. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. So if you wanna join me, just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam.
Oh, wait. 444-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're more than welcome to. What have we talked about so far? Well, the Wurzels, people not knowing what DAB radio is, Arthur Lee. And photographs. And that's about it, really. That's about it. Oh, and Damon Hill. Motor racing. Oh, flipping it. The Olympics start in a minute, didn't they? Right. Has there ever been a more flaccid build-up to an Olympics than this one? I didn't even know the Olympics were starting this week. I thought it was months away. It's going to be like a really crappy Olympic. I mean, they all are generally, but... And there's all this stuff about all the stadia hasn't been built. There's always that. We had that. But what a limp build-up to an Olympics with Russia still in it, even though they're cheats, because the IOC, they're after the dollar, man. They're after the money. So they didn't have the balls. They were either scared of losing the money or getting shanked by Putin. So they didn't ban the Russian team, despite the fact they're all on drugs. They're all on drugs. It just seems like a real... Oh, it's the Olympics. Before, always it's been... And I'm not just talking about our ones. When were they? 2011? 20, something like that? 2012. I'm not just talking about our ones. But all the Olympics have always had a big boom, boom, boom. It's the Olympics. It's the Olympics. Coming very soon. It's the Olympics. Coming soon. And there's been none of that with this. It's like, oh, the Olympics. Oh, well, it's the Olympics. 0844 499 1000 is the phone number. Leon's on the line. Good evening, Leon.
Oh, hello, mate. Yeah, you caught my ear tonight when you said about the world being flat. Back in about, I don't know, March, sort of early springtime.
Yes.
A bit of backstory here. I play music, and I like old instruments. I don't like new instruments. And I saw this Hammond
organ.
What
kind of instruments? Like the viol?
Well, it's like a Hammond organ I saw on Gumtree, and it was literally about 5 miles down the road. And I thought, if I don't take this up, I'm a fool.
How much was the Hammond organ?
It cost me £50. Well, it didn't actually. It cost me about £30 in the end. But
£30 for a Hammond?
Yeah. Well, there's a story attached to that, which is why I was calling.
Go on.
Well, basically, I looked on Gumtree and I thought, you know, I'm going to have to run at this. And I phoned the guy up and I said, "Are you about at the moment?" And he's like, "Yeah." So I quickly jumped in the car, went up there and saw him.
Yeah.
Told me other half that I was going.
Yeah.
Come back home. I mean, I left about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I come back home and it's about 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And she said, "Well, where's the organ?" And as it happened, I got talking to this guy, and he was a believer in the world being flat. And it went from a casual conversation to a really deep conversation. And before I left, he actually said to me, he said, "A wise man once said to me, anything can be made of a straight line and a circle." And he said, "You think about that for a while." And it kind of, he put a seed into my head.
Your head?
Yeah, well, let me explain a little bit more. I then went back the next day to pick this organ up.
I'm making rude jokes, yes.
Sorry.
Okay, no, sorry. I apologise.
George, yeah. You're a fanny.
Okay.
And again, I returned the next night without it, and my missus is getting really suspicious at this point.
Yeah.
And I said, "Look, I'm going to have to pick this up because the guy is fascinating. Every time I speak to him, he's spinning my mind." So I went up there with the kids, because they had kids as well, and we went round there and had a really, you know, nice night chatting, and he was talking really deep, quite openly in front of my other half, and
yeah,
she was buying it all and stuff. And again, we went home a third night without picking this organ up, and eventually this went on for us about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
Eventually got it, but...
But did you not, before you left, like on day three, did you not say, we'll take the organ now, mate?
No, because I tell you what's unusual. I mean, I'm a very deep thinker, and I have a lot of thoughts, and I don't ever meet people on my wavelength who are willing to talk about it and open.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you hear people listen to a station like this, you hear people saying stuff all the time, and you think, "Oh, he's a nutter," or actually, yeah, they've got a point, but a little bit extreme. Whereas this guy had so many similar habits to me, things like we was laughing because I can't, if I get myself a glass of water, for example, I have to run the tap for a long while before I put the water in the glass.
Yeah.
And he's the same.
What?
Yeah,
no, I have to rinse the glass out 3 times before I can drink the water that's in there.
Oh, exactly. It's little things like that, but I've never sat there and actually spoke to someone in person about
it. What's this? Hang on, you don't think the world is flat, though, do you?
No, I don't. Well, this is the point. I mean, it all started, he said, about the children at school being taught lies about the planets. And I thought, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
And then he went on and he wouldn't tell me the answer because he said you have to find out for yourself. But it's something to do with this straight line and a circle. And he said the Beatles cracked it in the 60s.
Guy, yeah, and that guy cracked it when he took too much LSD in the 60s.
But it's everywhere. He was saying about symbol, like power symbols of a circle and a line. And then he said to me, he said, "What's the highest number?" I said, well, what do you mean the highest number?
17 or something?
Well, no.
No, 18.
And he said,
no,
nine.
Hang on, 20.
He said, if you add numbers together, they always end up at 9.
No, they don't.
Well, what he said to me is, he said, have you got a pen and paper or something?
Yes.
He said, if you times any number by 9, then right. add them together, you get back to 9. So if you do 9 times something.
Right, 9 times 3, 6, 9, 12. Well, yeah, of course you would, because it's multiplied by 9.
Yeah, but I've done it on high numbers. I've sat here and I've done it on
yeah,
high numbers.
All right, bang. And if you might. Okay, let's multiply something by. Oh, no. Well, that's just. Hang on a minute. That. Number 9. Number 9.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean anything.
No, no.
That's just a mathematical anomaly.
No, it's not, because what you've stumbled on there is that number 9, and this is the clue. And a lot of people are aware of this in the 70s.
What?
And there's a very famous philosopher called, I forgot his name.
David Bollocks.
No, someone Watts.
David Watts.
Alan Watts, maybe.
Right.
Who, to be honest, I don't know it myself.
No, I know, I was picking up. But the Beatles, number 9 was just a random thing.
Well.
But hang on a minute, we're getting bogged down by facts, right? So. But what does number 9 prove? That the Earth is flat?
No, well, what he was saying is that even back in the 60s and 70s, people were becoming, because of drugs, that it was widening their minds, basically.
Oh,
and the government started building on a series of lies. To keep. Yes, I know. I totally.
I would have not gone back to that person's house.
I wanted that organ so much. It's got a rotary cabinet with it as well.
Oh, the old rotary cabinet. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
And you can see it spinning.
Yeah. So did you get the Hammond?
I got the Hammond of the cabinet, and it's brilliant. And he's a really, really nice chap. Now, I didn't want to stray too far, and I don't want to offend anyone on air, but I don't know if he's had a serious loss in his life, because you find that...
Yeah, a loss of his sanity.
Well, if someone loses someone quite close to him, that can kind of rock them, and they look for... something to cling on to, but
yeah,
I mean, he truly believed this, and he's a successful guy. He's got his own business.
Well, he doesn't know the value of a Hammond, because that's probably worth a couple of hundred quid at least.
Apparently not, because people can't. That's so big, you see, and people haven't got.
I tell you what I looked for yesterday on eBay.
Yeah,
Fender Rhodes.
Oh, lovely.
They didn't have any, but I can't play keyboards, but I thought, oh, that'll look nice in the garage.
Yeah.
Fender Rhodes, but you can't find them for love nor money. They cost a fortune.
But you can get a nice upright piano for like 40, 50 pounds nowadays.
Well, we've got an upright piano. And
yeah, and you pull the front off them and it's an absolute work of art.
Yeah, stupidly, I spent about 500 quid on an upright piano because Muggins here, and bought this piano, it's 500 quid, and it came from Hull. Right? It's a good piano, actually. I'm glad we've got it, and the boys love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, there's different levels,
but
isn't
the,
there?
The fellow that was delivering it from Hull is this big, big lad, right? And he was delivering it himself.
Mm-hmm.
And
He
had shorts on, yeah.
Did you have a crafty look, or...?
No. What?
The piano, sorry.
Yeah. What? And he had to
bend over.
Shut up, Leon! Okay. For crying out loud! I'm wondering if it was you that was banging on about the number 9, number 69. And he had to get the piano out of the back of the truck, right? But he didn't have like a ramp. So he just he wheeled it so it was hanging over the back of the truck. And then he sort of lowered it. I said, do you want a hand? He went, nah, I'm all right, mate. I know what I'm doing. And then he dropped it.
Oh, no.
And he went, don't worry, it'll be all right. And it was not all right, because it knackered the piano. And then I complained to the
course.
Bloke, and he said, there's nothing I can do about it, mate. You just need to go...
Do you find you use it much, then? Because I would like a little upright, but I've got like a synth.
You've got a Hammond.
Yeah, but it's not the same as a piano, because you've got no velocity on a Hammond other than the pedal for
volume.
Yeah,
it works, and we use it. We have little discos, and I can bash out a few tunes on there, and then the boys are having piano lessons, so you can stick that right up your jacksie.
Oh, that's fine. Have you opened the front and had a look at the craftsmanship?
No, of course I've not looked at the craftsmanship. What do you think I am, some sort of pervert? 0844 499 1000. I tell you what, dear listener? Now, I'm Googling Hammond organs. Now isn't... Ian, with everything else that's going on in your life, now is not the time to be Googling Hammond organs on eBay. Okay? Okay. Now would be an excellent time for you to call in, dear listener, because and I'm going to say it, we ain't got no callers. For the first time in an hour and 15 minutes, the switchboard is empty. Nobody willing to call in. So if you want to come on, if you've thought, well, you know what, I want to give the... And we've got loads of new periscopers, nearly 600 periscopers tonight. Good evening. Or if you're listening for the first time and you're thinking, well, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm not. I'll explain the ethos of the show after this. 0844 499 1000.
The wild man of late night radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499 1000. Now, let me explain. And I've been doing this a lot recently, but regular listeners will bear with me because it will bear fruit. Eventually, it's starting to bear fruit, OK? We're getting lots of new listeners, and we'll find out tomorrow. Well, some of you will find out midnight how well the station has done, or otherwise. I'm expecting low, because the station ain't advertised. We'll see what happens, and we'll get a breakdown for the specific shows over the coming days. Exciting. But we are getting, you know, we are getting more people tuning in. And I think it does warrant me explaining this again, right? Because if you listen to late night radio and you've been listening to late night radio for the last few years, you've got some really competent people. You've got Phil Williams on Five. You've got Duncan Barks on BBC London. You've got Ian Collins on LBC. All these people. And there's some other people around the place. But what they do is they do excellent shows. But they are very structured and they are formatted and they follow kind of a strict rule. OK, quite often the show will be, for the first hour, we're going to talk about this. For the second hour, we're going to talk about the Olympics. The third hour, we're going to talk about Muslims. A lot of Muslim phone-ins. Flipping heck. But I'm bored of bloody Muslims. I'm bored of all of that nonsense as a phone-in. This show isn't like that. This show really is about nothing. And I said earlier on, I'm getting braver and braver at stepping away from coming in with a list of potential things to talk about. And I'm just kind of hoping that my wits and the stars and God and whatever will line up in the correct position and we'll get calls and we'll get good radio. We're getting there. About 7 out of every 10 shows is pretty good. Pretty good. And one of those 7 is excellent, right? So we're getting there. And we have a few duds, and that's fine, and that's to be expected. And we learn from our failures, and we learn from our mistakes. If you're doing everything right, and Simon, Hannah, and Manny, stay there. We'll come to you in a minute. If we're doing everything right, well, then we're never going to improve. We only improve on this show and in life when we mess things up. We get better by doing things wrong and analysing it and working out what you did wrong and coming back reversing a bit and then going off in a slightly different direction. But the aim of this show at the moment, and this might change, is for me to be able to come in without any bit of paper, without anything, open the phone lines, open my mouth and see what happens. See what happens. We're getting close to that. We're getting close to it. It's exciting. We had an hour of it yesterday, a pure hour of it yesterday, where whatever happened, happened. And you couldn't plan a show like that. So if you're new and you're waiting for the question, you're waiting for the topic, you're waiting for the theme, you're waiting for the call and response thing that so many radio shows and radio broadcasters do, you're not going to get that here. Honestly, it is a blank canvas. It is an open invitation for you to pick up the phone, dial 0844 499 1000 and talk about anything. We call you back. You can talk about anything. Let's see what Manny wants to talk about. Evening, Manny.
Evening, Ian.
What was the film in the 80s? Well, I'm going to give you some more clues. In the 80s, they always found it hilarious at the end of loads of films for the cast to mime. It seems to be every film did it in the 80s. It's probably only one. But for the cast to mime as the credits rolled, Fill Me Up Buttercup.
Got no idea.
I can think of three films that did that. Why do you feel... But there was one of those films where it had an old woman doing that hip, hop, hippity hop.
No idea.
It was a... 0844-499-1000. Someone will know. There's your hook. There's your question, guys, if you want it for you.
You remember the Fall Guy? Remember the Fall Guy?
The Fall Guy? No, what was that, Manny?
When you play the music in your lead majors.
No.
Yes, you did. You used to play when you started.
The Fall Guy?
Sing it. Lee Majors. Remember the Fall Guy, don't you?
I don't remember the Fall Guy. What was it, a film?
No, it was like the Bounty Hunter. Remember Steve Austin? The one who used to play Steve Austin.
I remember the Hunter with Steve McQueen. That was Steve McQueen's last film.
No.
He's a bounty hunter.
You played the music on him. Sometimes you used to play the dog one, London.
Are you back on the sauce again, man?
No, drinky drinky.
Good, no drinky drinky. Are you back on the smoky smoky then?
Smoky little bit.
Because I.
No, it's Lee Majors. Lee Majors, that's the one.
Who's Lee Majors?
He's a stuntman.
What the hell are you talking about, woman?
Oh, God, man. You, anyway, never mind. The six women that listen to your show at the hospital.
Yes.
And they love your show. And Mummy, she's got them hooked on it.
At the hospital?
Ward. Yeah.
Beautiful. The show...
I said to them, get in to give you a shout-out tonight.
No, we're not doing a shout-out. What do you think we are? Ken Bruce. He's going to do Popmaster. We don't do shout-outs. I was listening to Six Music. We're listening to Six Music a bit. Now I've got DAB in the car. And listening to the excellent Mark Radcliffe, right, who's brilliant. He's brilliant. But he was doing, like, shout-outs and stuff, and it was very... And happy birthdays and things. It was very weird. It felt very safe to me.
They help people out, don't they? People with heart problems are working hard.
Mark Radcliffe helps people with heart problems?
No.
What?
The girls that I want you to give a shout-out to.
Oh, OK. Well, I'm not going to give them a shout-out.
Just say hi to them.
I'm not going to do it.
Okey-dokey, no problem. Anyway... I was going to say something else.
Sing the theme tune again. That's Grange Hill.
No, it's not, man.
That is Grange Hill.
Majors. No, it's not. Kath will know, but she's back.
Kath's away. Kath's dead to me.
Where's she gone?
I don't know. I've not spoken to her since she went. Oh, and I miss my mate.
She's nice, isn't
her? Yeah, she's all right. She does a good job.
Where's Ede gone?
Ede and Emma are doing an excellent job. An excellent, excellent job.
His name's Ed. What do you call him Ede for?
Because he was born during Eid.
I was going to say that. I thought better not.
So we can say these things.
I know. Monkeys. Blah, blah, dear.
Manny, are we even I know I said people can call in about nothing, but you really have taken that literally.
Well...
What have you called in for, man?
Just to say hello and see how you eat getting on.
I'm all right. Yeah. All right.
Ta-ta.
I mean, delightfully wonderful. Let's go to Caddock.
Hip.
Hello, mate, you all right?
Hang on, man. I'm sorry I'm a bit late calling tonight.
That's all right. How's Mum?
I'm getting better.
Good. I'm glad to hear it, mate.
All right. And also, what you were talking about just now, it was Colt Stevens from The Fall Guy.
Oh, the Fall Guy. Why didn't he say?
He's quite a bit thinking and he understands.
He was all over the shop tonight, wasn't he?
Worse than me.
It, well, let's not jump to conclusions.
And that's me saying it.
And that's you saying it. Exactamundo, Fonzarelli. What you got for us, Al?
Well, look, I found my bed, lads. What were the topics for tonight?
Well, this is what I've kind of just been explaining, that we've not got any topics, and I'm really trying to step away from a show that has topics. I want it to be, and it's only just in the last week or so that it's dawned on me that this is what I want it to be. I want it to be a topicless show. I want to be able to come into the studio without any bits of paper and open my mouth and open the phone lines and see what happens.
Well, something very important is happening tomorrow.
What's that?
The radio ratings come out.
Yes, I know.
And it's the first one for talk radio as well.
Yes, I know.
What do you think their chances are?
Very slim.
Well, it's the first one for Virgin Radio as well.
Yeah,
I wonder how many they've got.
Well, here's the thing. I have never worked at a new radio station before. I've always worked at established radio stations. So I have literally no experience of this. I know my boss was down the boozer tonight. Now that's either a good or a bad sign. Because he will have an idea of what the figures are going to be. I'm expecting low. I'm expecting really low. And anything better than that would be amazing. But whatever it is, it's a brand new radio station, you know, with limited, you know, outside advertising. Well, yeah, exactly. So I'm expecting low, and we'll, you know, anything other than that will be a pleasantly surprising.
What estimate figure would you give?
7.
But I was thinking about 3,000.
Thank you, Ed. Here's Ed. It's a cup of tea. Hey, say hello to Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Pip, pip, pip.
Yeah, well, don't be rude about him, because he couldn't hear you, Alan. That was unpleasant. I don't know. It could be. It might be more, it might be less. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, we'll have to see when the results come in tonight. Well, later on tomorrow,
yeah.
And we can talk about it tomorrow night.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be all right.
Well, we've got a topic for tomorrow.
Well, we have, you see, Alan, we have. Thank you very much indeed. Simon, Hannah and Dave, stay there. If you want to take part, 0844 499 1000.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Good evening, Lady Kadonk. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you're right. What's wrong? Were you eating there? Are you eating
something? I wasn't eating anything.
You drinking?
Nope.
Smoking?
Nope.
Pooing? No, doing nothing?
Nope.
Okay.
Half asleep.
Okay, fine.
You right?
Am I all right? Let me think about
you
that.
You seem a bit floaty tonight.
Floaty or flaky?
Bit of both.
Yeah, I do. Am I all right? I'm all right.
I genuinely mean that.
No, I know you do, and I'm just trying to get a little bit of balance and to see exactly where I am. I've been better. Been better, you know. But I'm really enjoying doing the show at the moment. The show is the highlight of my day. So, I mean that. It really is at the moment. It's the highlight of the day. So, yeah.
Even when speaking to us losers.
No, I love speaking to you. We're all losers, man. None of this matters. I'm enjoying the show. I'd give it 5 out of 10, and that's all right. That's not bad. It's still better than the other rubbish that's on at the moment.
Yeah.
So
have you got a holiday coming up? I hope.
I'm here next week. Kath comes back next week, and I'm here next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then we're going up to Edinburgh, and we're doing the show from Sarah's house. And then I'm doing 2 shows in Edinburgh that are separate from this. And then I've got a week off.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
And but then, but saying that, I've got some work in that week. I'm going to be on Channel. I'm hosting a show on Channel 5 on Saturday, the 20th, I think it is. So I've got to go for a meeting of that on the day before and stuff. So, but that'll be exciting. Hosting a live 3-hour television show on Channel 5. That'll be fun.
What's that then?
What's it called? I think, is it called The Saturday Show or something? On Channel 5, Saturday morning. It's like 10 o'clock, Saturday morning. Me and Gabby Roslin. It's like, it's sort of like a daytime magazine show with a bit of cooking and some guests and a bit of chat, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it because I've not hosted a live TV show for years.
Back on the telly, Ian.
Back on the telly. I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I'm looking forward to it because Gabby Roslin is delightful. And it's in the same studio where we used to film Rise.
Yeah.
So that will bring back some wonderful and some horrific memories of behaviour long since gone. And it'll just be nice to be hosting a live TV show. I'm looking forward to it.
That's good.
Yeah, it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it a lot, actually.
Yeah.
What you got for us, Anna?
Well, two things. Hanson, what's your favourite song of their stuff?
Oh, man, you can't ask me a question like that. I mean, that warrants...
Well, you know I'm excited about them coming on your show when they do.
I love... Hanson, they're going to come on the show. I love Hanson. I like Get the Girl Back.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Hang on a minute. Isn't there one called that? Hanson... Get the Girl Back. That's a song. Yeah. Oh, you know this one. This is a great song. Listen to this. This is Hanson, right? And it's flipping brilliant. Here we go. Hang on a minute. Let's just skip forward a bit.
Is it a new one?
No. It's quite... Hang on. It's about 3 years old, I think. Here we go. Hang on. Acting in front. Here we go. This is Hanson. Here we go. You wait till the chorus comes in. She's about to walk away. Do you know this one?
Not yet.
There we go. Tell her she's your morning
sun. Tell her that she's always been the one.
Now we get to the chorus. Here we go.
Yeah,
here
it goes. She would know a fake right from the start. A girl like that deserves the best.
About time. Got to show how you win it and able. That's about time. Yeah, it's good. That's my favourite Hanson song. And I'm gonna be classic Umbop. Come on, you can't go wrong with that.
Oh yeah, I like that. My favourite's Where's the Love, that one.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. Anyway, yeah. was there a point to this? I got a bit confused.
Well, there's a second question.
Oh, yeah.
E&E versus Radio thing you're doing in November. I want to sit at the front.
What?
I want to sit at the front.
This is the live show I'll be doing on Sunday, November the 13th in Luton. The tickets go on sale on Friday, guys. Only about 90 seats. You want to sit at the front? You want to touch my beard, you pervert?
I won't touch it.
Oh, I'm sorry. The line's breaking up, Hannah.
Oh no!
Oh, we need to get that sorted. Flippin' heck! 08444991000. Simon.
Hip Ian Lee.
Hip Simon. What you got for us, boss?
Two very quick things. Firstly, I apologise to the viewership for being the semi-naked man on your You Now.
Oh, was that you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I would never have thought that you looked like that.
Thanks, I think. I listened in bed and you said you wanted a broadcaster, so...
So what is You Now? I'm trying to get my head around it. I think it uses up too much bandwidth for it to work here, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, that's that. That's that idea out the window.
The other thing was,
yes,
if we're going to have flat earthers on the show, can you actually get a physicist in to debunk that nonsense one evening?
But they wouldn't. They wouldn't believe that.
It takes a special kind of idiot to believe in flat earth. So, yes.
Well, Imran was a, and if Imran's listening, Imran, you're more than welcome to call in again. 0844 499 1000. We call you back. But it takes,
sorry, know, stoner, not an idiot, a stoner. It takes a special kind of stoner.
Well, the thing is, he sounded completely lucid and with it. They would, any evidence that is put to them, they claim is false immediately. Mm. So a physicist is just going to be working for, was it the United Nations, I think, were behind this.
So because of the map.
Yeah, so a physicist is going to be working for the United Nations, so what they say will be untrustworthy.
Can we get somebody in just to tell them off?
Well, I mean, I gave him the most basic evidence. Who was it? Was it Galileo, was it? I'm going to say Galileo.
Well, he was... a heretic for saying that Copernicus for saying that the Earth went round the sun.
Well, yeah, exactly. But that was the evidence of when you see a ship coming over the horizon. That is something we can all experience and can't be faked. And yet Imran was against it. As I said yesterday, we were going to... Kath and I, quite early on, were going to get some Flat Earthers on. And we went onto the Flat Earth Society website. And I posted on there. And I had a couple of people get in touch, and I then got warned off by someone who said, look, I run that website. To be honest, my tongue is in my cheek. I don't believe the Earth is flat. And those people that have got in touch with you are a bit dodgy. Be careful. So we backed away from them. But Imran's call was spontaneous and delightful.
You definitely should get more, because it makes for fascinating radio. And it was interesting listening to the back and forth last night, so... something
in it. It was good, and I am tempted. It's a little bit of a cliche, right? But I am tempted to do a conspiracy special, and get some conspiracy theorists on. And talk. It's a little bit of a cliche, and I wonder if by getting these people on as guests. If it kind of ruins the spontaneity a little bit. What was lovely about it last night was the fact that the Flat Earthers and the 9/11 guy, they called in, you know, spontaneously. And it was it happened naturally. And I kind of enjoyed that. And I'm here for 2 years. So we've got plenty of time to explore these things. But I did find it. I did really enjoy it last night. Actually, talking to those people. So maybe there's something in it.
That was a good show last night.
Yeah,
really good show.
Some good bits and pieces. Anything else, Simon?
Oh, was that, mate?
Lovely.
Have a good evening.
Thank you very much, mate. Cheers. 0844 499 1000. Dave, you're next. Sam, you're next. It could be you after that, dear listener. Give us a call. You'll speak to Emma. She will call you back. This is Talk Radio.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499 1000. Dave's on the line from France. Evening, Dave.
Evening, Ian. I was just listening to your wonderful CD, and it reminds me when I used to live in the UK, and we used to have down in the southwest. It was about 7 o'clock at night. All the radio stations would join together.
Oh yeah,
to produce one massive one group radio station, and so we'd always have people from Gloucestershire and Devon, Cornwall. And from the Channel Islands.
Yeah.
And amazing how many all these people in the Channel Islands always wanted to talk about things like industrial urban decay, and you're thinking, you're living somewhere in the Channel Islands.
Yeah. I've never been to the Channel Islands. I imagine, and I say this with respect, it's quite dull there.
It was always something. They always sounded like the woman would. I can't remember the presenter, and she would always be, and they would always start talking about what have you done today, and they've been doing their gardening.
Yeah.
And before you know it, they were all talking about street crime and. And riots, and you're thinking, I don't think much of this really ever happened in Jersey.
I don't think Jersey or Guernsey. I mean, obviously, a lot of murders in the one that Bergerac used to live on. But I don't think there's ever been a riot in Jersey or Guernsey.
And, well, you hear the same type of thing over here now, as say. Basically, you get all these people in these tiny little French towns up in the Alps. From where we live, we're basically in the Alps. You get all these people in these tiny little French towns all wanting to talk about refugees, and you're thinking, I don't think you get that many in La Belle Folle.
What is radio like over there? Is there a fine tradition of phone-in radio?
Late night radio tends to become a lot more liberalised.
Yeah.
I tend to listen to the public radio stations rather than like the ARDs and the France ones rather than some of the smaller stations. But we get all the strange thing is the way that over here you have to watch your over in the UK you have to watch your language. Over in Germany and France, they'll just quite aptly come in with a string of cuss words.
You're allowed to swear, are you there? You're allowed to swear. And that's why it's great that we left Europe, because we do not want swearing filth on our British radio.
Well, plus also the advantage, I think there was some, a couple of months ago, there was some rock star who came out with a spew of expletives on stage. Yeah. And listening to people on the radio station basically repeating what he said verbatim.
Oh gosh!
And you think, and I guess because they're saying it in English, they're saying what he said in English. They're all thinking, "Well, we can say it fine. We can just quote it quite happily."
I tell you what, I'd love to do as a punt. I'd love someone to take a punt and take me and Kath to America. I'll pay for the flights, but I'd love. For 3 months, do this show in New York. 3 months, and I reckon it would either sink or it would fly. But I think it would fly. I think if we got somewhere like New York that's got a bit of sass and a bit of intelligence about it, I think we could annoy, upset, and entertain in equal measure. And I really would love to have a go at this in America. Not, you know, I'm sure loads of people would love to, not to make a load of money or anything, just to see if it would work, if this kind of show would work in America. Because a lot of American radio is very, very right-wing.
Well, they used to have Howard Stern on New York radio, and so if he can say what he says, I'm sure you'd be fine.
I don't like Howard Stern. I think he's awful. And now, all right, hang on a minute. He's got more listeners than I could ever dream of getting. He's earned more money than I could possibly... He's earned more money today than I'm going to earn in the next 10 years, right? And that's fine. So he's obviously doing something right. But the bits I've heard, right, it's all just him getting some lesbians to come into his studio and touch each other up and... Him being a little bit racist because he's pushing boundaries and he's not constrained by political correctness, and just him being really unpleasant, and that's easy to do. That's it. I could get some lesbians in and get them to touch each other's breath. It just feels like that kind of sniggering schoolboy humour, you know. And I've never really got the point of it.
And the other problem you would have is the adverts. And when I've been over in the US sometimes, you're driving around and they'll go into adverts, and then straight after that they've got traffic news, and then they go back into more adverts.
Well, Dave, listen, thank you for that. It depends what time of day you're on. Obviously, if we were doing breakfast or drive, there's loads of adverts and travel and business that you have to do. If you're doing breakfast or drive, there's a lot of business that you've got to do, which is one of the many reasons I'm not so keen on doing breakfast again. Never say never. but which is why it's such a joy to come here and do a late night show, because coming from a breakfast show where you've got to hit all these junctions and do all this stuff, it's exhausting, really. It's exhausting, and you don't get much time to kind of talk. This is great. This is great because we haven't got anything. We've got adverts, a few trails, and news at the top of the hour. I haven't even got news on the half hour, so it's plenty of time to kind of sit and talk and expand on ideas. But the Howard Stern, and I've had, maybe I am missing something, because I've had people, I like the film, the Howard Stern film, didn't like the book. I enjoyed the film because it was exciting. And he was a trailblazer. He broke the rules and was the first of his kind doing that kind of radio. And a lot of people I respect really rate him. But the bits I've heard, I haven't found funny at all. It's just embarrassing. We've got two beautiful girls in the studio with me. What are your names? That's beautiful. You're going to start kissing each other now? Wow, they're actually doing it. They're actually kissing each other. Oh, my, and you're enjoying that, aren't you, you naughty thing? And that's it. It's like, yeah, okay, funny once, maybe, but to keep on doing it, keep repeating it, to keep recycling it, maybe I'm missing something. And if you want to tell me, I am, Howard Stern used to play a clip of my show on his show because someone, one of his people, when I was LBC, phoned up. And has someone listening to this will have this. Can you email it to me? The clip of me on the Howard Stern show. Can someone find that for me, please? And email it, ian@ianlee.com. Because he has a thing where someone phones up and goes, baba booey, baba booey. Right. And someone phoned up when I was on LBC and did baba booey, baba booey. And I didn't know what it was. I don't know what it was. And I kind of said, oh, that was rubbish or something. And then there's a clip of Howard Stern going, listen to this English guy. Well, he sounds like he's got his head up his ass. He needs to get some personality. Something like that. Someone got that clip? Or did I dream that? Someone can find that. And ian@ianlee.com if you can find that. Yes, Sam!
Hello, you okay?
I'm all right.
I'll be honest, I haven't listened to the show in a while, because I've got myself another job, like a part-time job.
Doing what?
It's an evening job. I'm just working in a corner shop.
Beautiful!
It's run by Turkish people, and it's really interesting, because obviously it's like different cultures and that sort of thing.
Do Turkish people actually eat and enjoy Turkish delight?
Oh, yeah, they do, actually.
I can't stand that.
It's weird.
If you've ever read The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, right? Turkish delight is made to sound like the most exotic, delicious thing ever, right? But it's flipping horrible. You're right, it tastes of perfume.
Yeah, it's weird. And it's like pink and it's like rose water they use. And it's just like, I don't understand.
Nah.
I wanted to call up because I can't remember the name of the girl that we like in terms of music. Like, kind of, not rappy, but you know who I'm talking about. The musician person thing.
The what?
I can't remember her name now.
Who?
There's a girl.
Lily Savage. No.
That's the one, yeah.
Lily Savage.
I think it was. I think, anyway. And I wanted to recommend, like, another female artist to you who's, I guess, probably in the same sort of boat as Lily Savage or whoever it was. But, yeah. I think I mentioned her before, but Eliza Lilly. Eliza Doolittle.
Oh, really? She gets on my wick.
Really?
She does. Doesn't she do that kind of fake, the Mockney accent?
Yeah, I mean, a bit like Lily Allen in a way, but kind of...
Lily Allen,
more,
that's it.
Lily Allen, though, no, she's good.
Lily Allen,
but
nice.
I like Lily Allen.
I think Lily Allen has got a very sweet singing voice, and I like her style, and I like her chutzpah. Not so, I don't like her dad, because I've worked with him, and that was hard work.
He was everywhere in the 90s as well, wasn't he? He was everywhere.
He was everywhere, including on a TV show I did called Flipside, where he was... Mm. How can I put this without being sued? He was quite high. And it was a really odd experience working with him, man. I found it hard work.
Mm. I mean, there's a song by Eliza Doolittle called Mr. Medicine, and it's really, like, properly good. And I think she just... Like, fantastic. I don't think I could do a Lindsay Lohan, but, you know, she's really good. I thought I'd recommend her to you, because why not, I guess?
Well, why not, you guess, indeed. I have listened to her, and I didn't enjoy it. And that's the beauty. Cookability, that's the beauty of gas. Because that's why music is so wonderful, because we all like different things, and sometimes those things cross over, and sometimes those things repel each other like the same side of a magnet. And I have tried Eliza Doolittle, and she ain't for me. She reminds me of the Robbie Williams song, Candy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a stinker. That's a stinker, isn't it?
Well, Robbie Williams in general is a stinker, to be honest.
Well... Angels is a brilliant song. I don't particularly like it, but it's a brilliant song. It's an anthem.
Isn't that one with the music video where he's on like a horse and there's this girl and
I don't know about the music video.
I don't know.
I don't know about the music video. So I got me vonks. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Nice to talk to you, Sam. Thank you. I don't particularly like Robbie Williams. I think I'd like Robbie Williams if we were locked in a room together for a week, as long as there was no booze. Or drugs. But Angels, it's a brilliant song. I don't particularly like it, but it's a brilliant song. It's, you know, it's pretty hard to deny. It's an anthem for a generation. There we go. 2 hours down. One more to go. Do you want to play?
You want to play? I want to play a game.
0844 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Okay, 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're going to listen to some of the music now for 8 seconds because I'm desperate for a wee and I've got a dash. Bye bye.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Little fella, you're so tired, you can hardly lift your head. But you want to hear a story before you go to bed. So if you'll be quiet and listen patiently, I'll sing you a song that my mother sang to me. Little cowboy, put your saddle in the barn, tie your horse up tight, so we'll know no harm. Put your hat and your guns beside you on the chair. Don't forget you got to say a little prayer. Little cowboy, you better hit the Sandman trail, or you'll be late for round of time, you know. If you wanna be a cowboy, you better rest a while. Little cowboy baby of the old corral. Little cowboy baby of the old corral.
Yes, there we go. Evening, this is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. Oh, shush. That was Harry Nilsson, my latest obsession, which I'm sure he'll be replaced by Tiny Tim because I'm reading a book about Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim's hard work. Boy, oh boy, he's hard work. Borderline genius, but hard work. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. It's gone midnight. It's Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Although it doesn't really count as Thursday morning until you've had a sleep. I think you've got to have a sleep before you can start saying good morning. Good morning. Got to have a little bit of a sleep. We've not had a sleep yet, have we? What are we talking about? Well, this is the thing. My memory is, it's never been great, okay? And it has been damaged by years of abuse. But I can't remember what we've talked about in the last couple of hours. I genuinely can't. We had a little bit about the flat earthers again and about how we might... Would you like a conspiracy special, dear listener? Or is that a little bit too clichéd to do that? I don't know if it would take us anywhere if we did something like that. I'm kind of thinking maybe. But then who would we get on? Really, who would we get on to talk about it? Lots of you are saying yes on Periscope. If you want to watch the show, periscope.tv/Ian Lee. Who would we get on? I mean, I don't want to get David Icke on because we've had David Icke on, and what thoroughly enjoyable interview that was. So I don't know. I don't know. And I like the fun conspiracy theories. I like the fun ones about 9/11, although it's quite easy to get bogged down in 9/11. But I do like the flat earthers. I don't know. I don't know. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We're talking about whatever you want. Tom's called in. Evening, Tom.
Hi, Ian. How you doing?
I'm all right, Tom. What you got for us?
Well, I present the overnight show on the weekends on TalkSport and Talk Radio.
Hang on a minute. Whoa, dude, I don't want you to lose your job. You've meant to phone into Jason Cundy, haven't you?
Well, I've been driving back from Bournemouth, you see, and the reception in the New Forest is terrible. So I have to put you on the internet.
Beautiful, so, beautiful. That's it. Well done. You've dodged a bullet there, mate. Excellent stuff. Well done. Thank you.
And of course, I should say that we're simulcast at the weekend on both Talk Radio and Talk Sport. So
this guy's a walking. You must be earning the big bucks from the bosses because you're spouting the company line. Well done.
Yeah, right. I wish I were.
So do I. I wish we all were. Well, maybe we will after these radar figures. Who knows, Tom? It's good to talk to you, mate. What you got for us?
Well, you were talking about how Lily Allen was, how much you liked Lily Allen, and what a nice woman she seems. And I used to be a showbiz journalist, and I was working at the 3 AM column in the Daily Mirror many moons ago, and I was covering Glastonbury, and I always hated the showbiz party journalism thing. I was rubbish at it. And I was just miserable at it. And I was sent over to go and talk to her and by my boss, Eva Simpson. And she said, oh, go and say we're good pals. She knows me now. So I went over to her and she was stood bizarrely dressed as a lizard. She was wearing a full lizard outfit. And I went and spoke to her and she was stood around with loads of other band type people.
Yeah.
And she had her back to me and I said, oh, hello, Lily. And I was quite sort of polite and friendly, and I said, oh, hello, Lily. She didn't even turn around to look at me. Ooh. She didn't know I was a journalist. She just went, what do you want?
Oi.
No. And I was like, oh, no, I just thought I'd come over and say that Eva told me to come and say hi. And she went, oh, in that case. And she turned around and went, F off.
Oh! Beautiful. How beautiful.
So I sort of slunk off. Really.
Did you F off?
That's exactly what she told me.
You F'd off. And how did that make you feel, Tom?
I mean, it wasn't the best showbiz sort of interaction I'd ever had, frankly. It made me hate that patch, that sort of beat even more. And I quit. I would not quit. I was moved off 3 AM several months later. I was never particularly good at it. And showbiz journalism, party journalism was never really
well,
one for me.
Here's the thing, right? You've now got an excellent story about the time Lily Allen told you to F off. And it is a brilliant, brilliant story. By the way, if a pop star has ever sworn at you, dear listener, 0844 499 1000, I'm always up for those.
I'm almost certain, Ian, that that's not the first time or last time that a pop star has sworn at me, but I can't remember any off the top of my head. But I'm almost certain that that has happened many, many times during my time as a... Oh, in fact, no, I do. I remember Jay Goody's mum called me a C-word once.
Oh, well, Jay, I know this is sacrilege to say this, right? I never got on with Jay Goody. I found her a right pain in the backside.
Yeah, well, her mum was even more delightful. I was basically doing... I was very new as well when I was at the People and I was a trainee, and I was doing an interview with her. We paid for an interview with her about all of her surgery.
Yeah.
So I was I took her out for a lunch to sort of do the interview, and she said, I want to go to ZZ's. We went to ZZ's, that was fine. She said, oh, I know the whole menu here, as though it's something to be proud of. And I said, yeah, no, fine. Yeah, that's okay. So we did this interview, and she basically told me this story about how Jade Goody was actually deaf in one ear. And I don't know if it's true or not, actually, but
right.
I said, well, my mum's deaf, actually. And she said, oh, you know, I do sign language. She said, oh, not a lot of people know this, but Jade is actually deaf in one ear. She almost died when she was very young from this illness she had in her ear.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, this is a belter. This is much better than you having surgery.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of... So I'm sort of thinking, oh, my, you can see my mind whirring as a trainee journalist, very new. Yeah. And she said, you're not going to do that story, though, are you? And I went, no. And then she went, you are, aren't you? And I was like, no. And then she was like, you are, aren't you? I said, I'll have to check with my boss. And she basically grabbed my pad, ripped it out, and stormed out of the restaurant, calling me a C word. Very embarrassing. All the restaurant diners looking at me. And I turned around to one of the couples who was staring at me, and I went... Wow, thank God that wasn't a date.
Yeah, well, for many reasons. And did you run that story?
No, I didn't, actually. Never got out of that one. I mean, I still don't know if it's true. I mean, obviously, she's not a particularly reliable person, Jane Goody's mum, so, I don't know if it was just her sort of embellishing or whatever. I never knew. But we did eventually get the story about the surgery out, but, I mean, I don't know that anybody frankly cared about that, but there you go.
Couldn't you write the story about her storming out of the restaurant calling you a C-word?
Probably, but I don't think anyone cares about Jane Goody's mum beyond the fact that she'd spent $50,000, or someone had paid for £50,000 worth of surgery for her. That was the story, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it barely cared about that, frankly. But look, I mean, it was the people, you know. It was a story in the people.
Tom, it's good to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. I'm always happy to hear that Talk Sport staff are listening to Talk Radio. Thank you very much, indeed. And also, your stories of pop stars swearing at you. I'm kind of on Lily Allen's side, if I'm completely honest. I'm kind of on Lily Allen's side. 0844 499 1000. Bill's on the line. Good evening, Bill.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, good to speak to you.
They must be. What you got for us, boss?
Last week you mentioned Robbie Vincent, and I think you posed the question, you know, what happened to him?
We know that he's still alive, but beyond that, I don't really know.
Okay, well, a few months ago, I was in my local supermarket. I'm a massive fan of Robbie's.
Yes.
Obviously, he started phone radio in this country in the 70s.
Yes.
And as you mentioned last week, he did a few TV appearances, such as Go For It, which was a great show.
Yes.
And he did Hospital Watch as well, another show he did about the same time. So I'm quite familiar with his face. And I saw some in the supermarket that resembled him, and I thought, well, it's unlikely to be him. But I thought, I can't let this chance go in case it is. So I just happened to walk up to him and said, excuse me, are you Robbie? And he said, yes. And there it was, his dulcet tones, and I had a little chat with him.
Didn't you phone up and tell me this story last week?
No, I sent you a Twitter. I think you said you were off Twitter at the weekend.
I thought someone phoned up and said that they'd met Robbie Vincent in a supermarket.
No, I think I tweeted about it. Maybe that's true as well. Maybe someone else has. But
maybe somebody else. I mean, it is possible that more than one person has come across Robbie Vincent in a supermarket.
Yes, exactly.
It is possible. Well, and he was a nice fellow, was he?
Oh, exactly the same as he was on the radio. I follow him on. He's on Twitter and he does a little blog. He does a lot of travelling now, Ian. I don't think he does the radio anymore. He seems to be enjoying life, which is good to hear.
Right, I'm going to see if I can get him on the show one night. How about that?
That'd be really fantastic.
How's about them apples?
Exactly. Because you mentioned Howard Stone, and I tend to agree with you. I think he's overrated, and he's probably become a little bit of a caricature of himself.
Oh, I think Howard Stern is I don't get the act at
exactly,
all.
Yes.
I find it quite dull, really.
Yeah. Do you think he tries a little bit too hard as
Yes,
well?
I do. I do. I think he's constantly trying to top himself. Not top himself, but...
The other great original for phone-in radio has to be Danny Baker as well, which I think is one of your influences, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I nicked loads of it from Danny Baker, yeah.
But as you say, I think Danny says as well, it's very, very hard to do your type of radio where there's no set agenda. You really pull the show out of the air each night, literally. And it's easier just to sort of read the news or do sort of current affairs, which can be a little bit samey on some of the phone-in radio stations.
Yeah, I know, and it would be so easy. It would be easier for me. It would be an easier gig for me to come in and go, right, well, tonight we're going to talk about Muslims, and then we're going to talk about the EU, and then we're going to talk about this whole UKIP leadership thing. And I would get way more calls than I get now, guaranteed. We'd get way more calls. But it would be boring, and what would be the point of that? Because everyone else is doing that.
And the callers, although you say you get more calls, but they tend to be very trite and the same thing each night. Whereas your show, you tune in and every night can be completely different.
Yeah, well, it is different. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. And that's all fine.
Mm.
That's all fine. Bill, nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you for that.
Ian.
Cheers. Good night. Bye-bye. 0844 499 1000.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499 1000. Mike's on the line. Evening, Mike.
Evening, Ian.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, Mike. What you got for us?
Well, two things, actually. One, the viewing figures, sorry, the listening figures have been published.
Yes.
So you can find them out if you go on the internet. I won't say what they are.
No, I've just looked. I was mildly distracted during those last two calls because I was doing mental arithmetic and comparisons as I was looking at the listening figures. There's not a breakdown for the shows yet, so we don't know what that is, and I don't know. I can never remember how long that takes. Will we get them today? Maybe tomorrow? I'm not quite sure. But yeah, the figures are out.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know, because I've never been at a new radio station. It's better than I expected, but I'm sure it's worse than some people expected. So, you know, what can I tell? I don't really know. It's more than I got at the last place I worked, so I can tell you that by quite some way.
Well, that's a positive.
I
thought they'd have an expectation when you went for the... I don't know how your job interviews work, but I thought they'd say we'd expect this by this period. I thought they'd have forecasts and stuff that they'd share with you.
They never shared it with me. I'm sure if I were to ask, they would share it with me. But that kind of... The thing is, you can get too bogged down in forecasts and all of that stuff. And if I get bogged down in that... If you notice, the last 20 minutes, I was really distracted because I was looking at numbers and stuff. And I kind of wish I hadn't been looking at numbers and stuff because... Well, there's nothing I can do about it, really.
Yeah, true.
Here's the thing. It's better than I thought, right, by quite a bit, but I'm still going to go home and feel disappointed and hate myself and question everything that I do.
Well, that's standard, isn't it, for anyone with any form of mental health issue?
I don't know if it's necessarily mental health. Maybe it's just what people... Do I don't know, but I'm going to go home. I'm going to hate myself, and I'm going to think, "Oh Jesus, the figures are terrible, and it's all my fault." And you know all of that. I know the boss is happy.
No, I'm fairly certain that's an aspect of perhaps having a mate. If you're doing that, I would argue that's a symptom of having a mental health issue, which I know you're quite outspoken about having.
Yeah.
I think most of your listeners have them as well. By the sound of it,
I think like attracts like.
True. That's nice. Nice to be talking to us. But anyway, the main reason I rang...
Who's that in the background?
My little girl. She's three. She can't sleep. We're watching Minions.
Oh, bless her. Bless you watching Minions at 12:30 at night. Well done, Dad.
Oh, I've got to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'll be pooped. Could be worse.
Yeah.
So celebrity pop stars. I really hate this story because I was really rude to... Well, yeah, kind of rude to a pop star about 10, 12 years ago.
Oh, beautiful.
I was outside Crown Hotel in Leeds, which is just next to the train station, or it was. I haven't been for a long time.
Yeah.
And I saw a man. I was thinking, is that Fat Man Scoop? Is that... So about 3 minutes I sat there debating.
Is that who? Who did you say? Fat Man Scoop?
Yep.
Who's Fat Man Scoop?
If you've got a $50 bill, put your hands up. You must remember, I'm not going to start singing it on national radio.
I've literally got no idea what you've said. If you've got a $50 bill, put your hand up.
If you Google, he was on Celebrity Big Brother a couple of years ago.
Okay.
He did big fat.
I'm guessing he's a fat man, rapper. Is he?
Oh, he's got a wonder. Yeah, he's got a big beard. He also has a wonderful sex advice show on YouTube with his wife.
Oh, I say!
You'll recognise him if you do. You probably, if you won the last season of Celebrity Brothers Big Mouth, whatever it's called, you probably met him.
I don't know. I don't think I did. I don't think we had Fat Man Scoop when I was on.
You'd recognise him if you Googled him.
All right. Look, so anyway. Hang on a minute. I'm going to Google him. Hang on a second. It's Fat Man Scoop. Let's have a little looking to... Oh, what a time for the... There we go. Fat Man Scoop images. Oh, come on, internet. I've never... I've got no idea who that is at all. It's just a fat man.
You're in some kind of cultural abyss if you've never heard.
This is a big fat black man with a beard.
He sang quite. Well, I'm not going to sing it as I said, but he sang quite a famous song. I guarantee most of the listeners will know who he is.
Okie dokie.
So I met him.
Uh oh. Have you got a go?
No, she's all right. Oh, she's having a bit of a whinge.
Sounds it.
She's cool. Don't worry, I sound like I'm kind of not a caring parent ringing up with her.
You do
fine.
Sound like a bad parent, yes, definitely.
Well, several times in the past few days, every time I come on radio or I'm speaking for a while, I always sound like a bad parent. It's awful, yeah, really. Yeah. Anyway, so I said, "Is that Fat Man Scoop?" So eventually I said, "Excuse me." I was very polite. I said, "Are you Fat Man Scoop?" And he was really nice. He was like, speaks in a big kind of gusto voice. Yeah, you Fat Man Scoop. He gave me a hug.
Yeah,
he's very strong.
Yeah.
And then he's like, "You want Scoop's autograph?" I was like, "No."
Wow.
I didn't even say no, thank you. I was really blunt. He went, "No." I was in my early 20s and being cocksure and arrogant. And I always felt guilty about it. I thought it was a really nice, kind offer. And even though I didn't want it, I should have said, "Oh, yeah, thank you. That'd be wonderful."
What did he say when you crushed his dreams like that?
He just said, "Okay." And then he got into a taxi.
Oh, poor Fat Man Scoop.
It's not that good a story, to be fair.
Well, if I knew who this man was, that might help things slightly.
You will recognise the song.
No,
Engine number 9 on the New York Transit line.
Hang on a minute. Fat Man Scoop. What's the song called?
Put
your hands up.
Yes.
Put your hands up. Let's put your hands up clean version. Let's have a little listen to Fat Man Scoop. Put your hands up. Okay, here we go. Let's have a little listen. Is it? Okay, here we go. Here it comes. Oh, it's awful. Is this it?
That is it. I tell you, when I was 2021, in the club, oh, that was a great song. I'm waving my hands in the air, listening to this. Wonderful.
I haven't got any dollar bills, Fat Man Scoop. I'm going to have to keep my hands down.
You're lost.
No, that's awful. I've never heard of that.
I didn't say he was a great musician. No, that was a bit of a floor filler back in the early noughties, late 90s.
He's a bit of a floor filler, judging by the state of him.
He lost a lot of weight. Now that's just excess skin.
Okay, well, good for him. Well, you crushed Fat Man Scoop's dreams.
I think crushed is an extreme.
Yeah, well, it's an
extreme
thing.
View.
It's an extreme thing to have done, Mike.
Sorry.
Yep, you did it. You did it.
I feel bad. I need to dash. I want to do parenting things.
Go and watch Minions. Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye. Never heard of Fat Man Scoop. People on Periscope saying, "How do you not know this song?" I've never heard of it. Sounds absolutely awful. Absolutely terrible record, for crying out loud. Right, this is Talk Radio. I'm Ian Lee. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're more than welcome to. If you don't want to give us a call, well, then up yours, Dolores. We'll play the Imani Coppola interview out maybe tomorrow. Or maybe Friday. We'll play it out on Friday. It's good. We had to clean it up a lot. Kath did a lot of editing because I'm glad we pre-recorded it, flipping it. It was the sweariest interview that I've been involved in for ages. And ages! She's brilliant, Imani Coppola. She had a hit about 20 years ago with Legend of a Cowgirl. And then she kind of... not went off the rails, but she stopped playing the pop game and kind of followed her own dream. And I think she's an absolute genius. I think she's absolutely flipping brilliant. So we'll play that out later in the week. And you'll hear the clean version, the censored version. You won't know. We didn't bleep it in the end. The F-bombs, there are about 46 F-bombs. They were so well-positioned and well-placed that Kath was able to remove them without losing the flow of the conversation at all. Now, here's a story, and Penny, I'll come to you in a minute, and I could be coming to you, dear listener, 0844 499 1000, but here's a story in the paper. One in four women make love in the dark because they dislike their bodies. Now, that's not kind of what surprises me. What surprises me is three in four women make love in the dark because they don't dislike their bodies, love in the with the light on because they don't dislike their bodies. Who the hell has sex with the light on? Unless you're making a porno movie, why would anyone want to have sex with the light on? Who wants to see that stuff happening? One in four of all women feel so embarrassed about their bodies, they insist on having sex with the lights off, research has revealed. Well, that means that three in four keep the light on, and I cannot believe that for a second. Three quarters of women surveyed said they dislike their bodies, with four in ten saying they'd never felt comfortable naked. Does anybody feel comfortable naked? I mean, really, apart from Gok Wan, I was always suspicious about Gok Wan's claims to be a homosexual. Just take your clothes off, my love. I'm making him sound Jewish, and he wasn't, was he? Take your clothes off. Let me jiggle your boobs. I'm gay. I'm gay. I bet Gok Wan, I bet he's straight. I bet he's just like a big ruse so that he can get all women to strip off naked. I bet that's what he does, pervert. The study carried out by Weight Watchers found two in three women feel ashamed. Nearly four in ten think their other half would not find them attractive. It seems all these inadequacies have a dire effect in the bedroom, as over a quarter of the women say they have sex only in the dark or even avoid it entirely because of low body confidence. Here's the thing, ladies. Men like a bit of shape. Men like a bit of shape. So don't you worry about that. But I can't imagine anybody would willingly have sex with the lights on. Even a candle is kind of pushing it a little bit. Just have it dark, get it over and done with. Good night. Can I go and sleep in the spare room? Can we do that? 0844 499 1000. 15% of men feel similarly pressured by celebrities portrayed in the media. Two in three women and one in three men avoid looking at themselves in the mirror when they are dressing. Oh, God, yeah. And here we go, look. A fifth of both sexes never look at themselves naked. Why would you look at yourself naked? Jeez. This is outrageous. This is weird. When it comes to being nude around others, three out of five said they would not feel comfortable naked in front of strangers. What? Why would you be naked in front of strangers? Young women were more confident than older women at being nude in front of friends. Why are people getting nude in front of friends? I don't want my friends to see me nude. This Weight Watchers is some sick, deviant, pervert's paradise. Middle-aged women aged 45 to 54 were... middle-aged is 45 to 54, is it now? Right, OK, I'm not middle-aged then. Got another 2 years. 18 months. Despite their fears over their bodies, one in six women and a third of men said they would be happy to take part in a tasteful naked photo shoot. Flipping heck. What a... it makes me want to puke. Actually makes me want to puke. 0844 499 1000. Penny, Rashid, I'll come to you after this.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Let's go to Penny. Yes, Penny.
Good evening, sir. Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, 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 Penny. Hip, hip, hip.
You seem a bit happier than last night. I take it you are, possibly.
I was a bit, and now I'm. My head is spinning at the thought of listening figures and all the ramifications that brings. And
don't try and think of them at this time of night. That's
can people stop sending me links to articles about listening figures, please? Because I keep clicking on them, and it just sends me into into the K hole. No, not the K hole. That's when you do ketamine, and I haven't done ketamine. It's sending me sinking deeper and deeper into a low self-esteem and self-hatred.
Don't read them. It doesn't matter.
I know, but if someone sends me a link, I'm going to click on it. And people
don't click on the link.
Right.
Don't
stop it. Stopped.
Turn off Twitter for now.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
You're right. Twitter's gone. Twitter's gone. Thank
you're right about Gokwan, though. I've always been suspicious of him.
He's a closet heterosexual.
I reckon so.
Yeah, definitely. Jammy
git. It's just, even since the early days, it's always just seemed a bit dodgy, hasn't it?
Good lad, good lad. He's found a ruse and he's sticking to it. I mean, fair play. It's the opposite of Liberace. Liberace famously sued the British Daily Mail in 1952 because they said he was a homosexual. And he sued them and he won substantial damages. It meant for the rest of his life he had to pretend to be a heterosexual because the Daily Mail could have totally destroyed him by suing him back. And Gok Wan, I believe, is the negative of Liberace in that he is a closet heterosexual.
You might be right, but he's been doing it for quite a while now, hasn't he?
Well, exactly. He's like Liberace. He's got to live the life. Liberace had to live the life of a straight man. Then Gok Wan's got to live the life of a gay man.
I don't know. I don't watch Gok Wan anymore, but I remember he was on TV a long time ago.
He was on TV a lot.
Stuff like that, wasn't he? So, very suspect.
Yep.
Very suspect indeed. I've been out dancing tonight, and that's cheered my mood up no end.
What for any reason?
I can tell you half the story. We're my wonderful WI group, which I know I've spoken to you about before when we talked about nipple tassels and exciting things like that.
God.
We're planning a flash mob. So we've been out practicing tonight.
Oh,
bonkers.
No, you can't do flash mobs anymore.
Oh, I've seen the news today.
Was it in Spain?
And they thought it was a terrorist attack.
Yeah, they thought it was a terrorist attack.
We probably shouldn't laugh about possible terrorist attacks, but.
No, you should. You should laugh about possible terrorist attacks. I tell you why. There was a thing in the paper yesterday about an Asian family. I think they're Pakistani from Gogglebox, a program I've never seen.
Oh, the Siddiqui's, yeah.
Right, and they posted a picture of them in camouflage gear. Apparently,
they went paintballing or something, didn't they?
And they did. I don't know. Was it on the show? Was it just on Twitter? They said.
No, I think they put it on Twitter or Instagram or something. And it was the three of them. It's the dad and two brothers.
And it's them in their camouflage gear, and they said, we've just come back from an ISIS training camp.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I thought it was
That's
funny.
A funny joke. And here's the thing, guys. We have to laugh at the idiots, not the family from Gogglebox. But we have to laugh at terrorism. We have to do it, as long as it's not disrespectful to the people that have been killed or maimed. But we have to laugh at it. That's a funny joke, what they done. The police went round and had a word with them for it.
Did they? I hadn't realised it had gone that far.
The police,
I saw something online having a go at them.
The police investigated it and said there's nothing more for us to investigate, but we will be giving them some advice.
But what were they actually investigating? I don't quite understand what crime that could possibly be, because it was funny, it was a bit of a joke, it wasn't... I didn't think it was disrespectful to anyone.
No, it's funny, and we have to laugh at terrorism.
Hitler and stuff now, is it just because... I don't know. I thought it was funny, anyway.
We have to laugh at terrorism to take away some of their power.
But hopefully we're not going to get confused with bunch of WI members for some terrorists. You never know. Anything's possible, I suppose, these days, isn't it?
Anything is possible these days.
Mm.
I was all right. I've sunk, Penny. I've sunk in the last 37 minutes. I've sunk.
Don't look at the numbers.
Well, no, it don't matter now because it's happened. And the numbers are right. They're certainly a lot better than I was expecting. But I've and it's funny, isn't it? How and there's other stuff going on as well. How it can just go like that. It can just switch and you're out on the other. And it's not even you know a sinking down. You'll be up and then suddenly
it's
you'll be
plummet,
on the bottom,
isn't it?
Yeah, you'll just be there.
I've had complete. It's like a roller coaster. And one minute you'll be riding high and everything will seem fine and you feel invincible and you can cope with everything. And then just suddenly it's like a switch is flicked and you just want to cry and curl up in a ball and it's horrible. I hate it.
And I've got a day tomorrow where I've got nothing tomorrow.
Mm.
And I'm going to struggle with nothing tomorrow. I'm going to struggle with it because I'll take too many sleeping pills. Not sleeping pills, but pills that make me sleep. I'll take an extra one just to knock me out for the day. This is how my day goes, right? So let's take one of these mirtazapine that will knock me out. And I take it on my way home. And by the time I get home, get into bed, 10-minute little read, and I'm out. But what I'll do, because I've got a full day tomorrow of nothing, or an empty day, I'll take two because it means I'll sleep a bit longer. I'll lose another 3 hours of the day. Now, that's nuts, isn't it? That's a nuts thing to do.
I've been there, not on the medication to be able to do that, but I hate having empty days, which is why I'm always doing a ridiculous amount of stuff and why I'm sat here now at 12:40 in the morning still working because I've got stuff I need to do.
Yeah.
But I've got an empty day tomorrow, apart from trying to pack to go on holiday, and I hate empty days. They just look so long and I don't like them. I think they're quite similar in that way. I don't like it.
Penny, nice to talk to you. Thank you, mate. I appreciate that. 0844 499 1000. This is Talk Radio. Rashid and Sagal, you shall be after this.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Rashid!
Ian, I'm on the air.
Yeah, that's what happens when you phone in a radio show.
I'm feeling a bit down as well today.
What's wrong, man?
My wife is gone abroad. She's gone abroad because there's been some problems with her family.
Uh-oh.
And she's gone abroad.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
And, you know, I just like to say, I can't live if living is without you.
He's doing it.
I can't give. I can't give anymore. That's such a sad tune, isn't it?
It is a sad tune, but the sad ones are the best ones, aren't they?
Sometimes it's nice to feel melancholy, isn't it?
Yeah, and sometimes
when I feel a bit down, I like to listen to a sad tune. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's good.
Sometimes.
It's good. Sometimes it's a healthy thing. Flipping it. Where are you?
I'm just driving my truck doing my deliveries, you know. But I phoned you every day, Ian, because my wife's abroad, and I think I'm going to have a bromance with you.
What? Hang on, what the heck with me? I'm up for that, man.
I'm going to have a bromance with you.
I'm up for that, buddy. How long is she away for, do you know?
Well, no, it's an open ticket because there's been a couple of deaths in the
past. Oh, man.
She's gone over there to help her brother.
Life, huh?
Yeah. And grieving is a big one as well. I mean, I haven't had any real close like pass away, and I don't know what it's like to grieve like that. So, God help them, you know. God help them.
Rashid, thanks for your call, man.
Nice one.
Tutty bye. Let's go to Sagal. Evening, Sagal.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. We haven't spoken before, have we?
No, we haven't.
Uh-oh.
I've just got myself an iPhone for the first time ever.
Wowzers.
I know.
Where have you been? That's so 2014, girlfriend.
I'm 22 as well.
Wow.
The thing is, it's just me and technology have always had this weird relationship. And then my last student loan, because I just graduated.
Yeah.
Dropped and I was like, boom, I'm getting myself an iPhone.
Wow.
So I discovered Periscope.
Yeah.
And Periscope is just so addictive. You just watch people live their lives. blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then I came across you and I was like, oh, this guy looks familiar. And I was like, oh, is that guy Ian?
Uh-huh.
So I I was, like, listening in, and I couldn't necessarily believe that you've never heard of Fat Man Scoot.
I've never heard of Fat Man Scoot. Why is everyone so surprised by that?
Yeah, that was such a hit. It was, like, absolutely, like, massive.
When was it a hit?
Back in the day.
Back in
way
the day.
Back
oh.
when, mate.
Back in
and,
the day,
yeah. He was on Big Brother.
Right.
And, yeah, that was, like, he's, like, a one-hit wonder type of guy.
I remember Afro Man. Do you remember Afro Man?
Yeah. Is that the guy that was like, because I got high?
Because I got high. And he also smacked a woman. He smacked a woman live on stage. YouTube that if you want to see something unpleasant.
I watched that. Mad jokes.
Mad what?
That was absolutely hilarious.
Are you a real person?
Yeah.
Wowzers. What were you studying?
I was studying music business. It's like this new degree from Sussex.
Yeah, and what? So you're going to be a manager or something? Music manager?
No, that's the thing, because I started my course thinking, yes, I'm going to be the next P. Diddy. I'm going to put Simon Cowell to shame.
Yes.
And then, like, during the middle of my degree, I was like, oh, I don't want to do businessy stuff anymore. It's not really for me. But
this is during a course called Music Business, yes.
Yeah, but then in the middle of the course, I was like, I've already committed, so I might as well finish the degree.
Yeah.
But now I want to do radio.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, in Brighton.
Do what on radio?
I'm presenting
and
like
saying,
I'm coming for you. I really am. I'm coming for your chair.
You can't have it. But you wouldn't want to do this rubbish. This is boring old farty radio. What would you want to do?
I want to do. Well, I already work for a station called Platform B.
Cats and B.
Platform B. It's basically like a youth-led radio station.
Okay.
Where young people have the power to decide what music they want to play.
Wow.
And
it's all Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah, well, not Fat Man Scoop.
No.
No, that's not really my forte.
No, what is your forte?
I like alternative R&B and hip-hop.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm a huge Drake fan. You know Drake, right?
Jake Bug.
Drake? Yeah, Drake.
Bill Drake from the Cardiacs.
No. He's like a rapper.
Nick Drake. I know Nick Drake.
Darling,
hello.
No.
Do you know Nick Drake?
No.
You should know Nick Drake if you're going to be in music radio.
What was... Okay, you didn't know Fat Man Scoop, so let's not...
Whoa, hang on a minute. Hang on a second. Let me play you some Drake. I'll play you some Drake. Hang on. Here we go. This is absolute... Oh, the computer's going very slow. Have you got good internet connection where you work?
Where I am.
Here we go. This is Drake, yeah?
Summer was gone and the heat died down. And autumn reached for her golden crown. I looked behind as I heard a sigh. This was the time of no reply.
That was Drake, wasn't it?
Oh, that was such a tune, right?
Yeah, that is a tune, man, isn't it? Banging.
Banging, yeah.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck, but not too much luck, because I like working, and I don't want any of you young bucks coming and stealing my job.
Okay. Well, it was lovely speaking to you.
Lovely speaking to you. Maybe we'll speak again one day.
Hopefully.
Tutty bye.
Bye.
There we go. Thank you, Segal. I enjoyed that. 0844 499 1000. Pablo.
Hip hip.
Hip hip. Hip. What's going on with your phone, man? It sounds like your mum. Sounds like your mum's picking up the extension. Hello. We're gonna call you back, Pablo, because it just sounds like your mum's picking the upstairs extension. You're on the phone, Pablo. Put the phone down. Bedtime. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, we give you a call back. We got Pablo now. Let's try Pablo.
Hello, sorry, I've got quite a long beard, and my microphone might have been caught in my beard.
That might be explaining it. Yes, sir. It might. Yes. It certainly might be. What you got for us, Pablo?
Hip hip.
Hip hip.
Yes, so the year was probably about 1998, 1999.
What, Fat Man Scoop?
No. I'm going into kind of celebrity interactions territory.
Oh, you're doing a thing. Good. Away you go.
It technically worked as a musical artist at the time, but yes. It was I was boarding a train from Newcastle going to Sunderland, and I saw who I knew to be a young Lauren Laverne, recently of the defunct Kinnicky of the time.
I like Kinnicky. Kinnicky had a brilliant album. I like them a lot.
Oh, I love Kinnicky. And it wasn't that long after they were due to do a gig in Newcastle for the first time in quite a long time.
Yeah.
And they cancelled, and it was basically the tour that they cancelled as they finished and went kaput as a band. Yeah. And I think Lauren Laverne did something with Mint Royale or something.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yes, yes. But
she was with her brother, Johnny X, who was the drummer in the band.
Right.
So any kind of thought that I had that, oh, maybe was completely put out of my mind because she was there.
Pablo, sort your phone out! Pablo!
Sorry.
Sort your phone out!
Wait.
Now where are you? Now it sounds like you've dropped the phone.
Sorry, is that better?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm over-reliant on the headset. I had issues previously, but I had a new phone. Forget about this. Yes, but any doubt that I had that it wasn't her was completely put out of my mind because she was sitting there with her brother, who was also in the band.
Yeah.
And I say, big fan, plucked up all the courage that I had, and I said, oh, I'm really sorry. I waited till right at the end of the journey. I said, I'm really sorry to bother you. I didn't want to cause a fuss, but I'm a big fan, and I was just hoping there was any chance of maybe an autograph. And she just completely shot me down and said, no, I'm not Lauren Laverne. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
And just went back to a conversation.
Well, maybe it wasn't Lauren Laverne.
Oh, it definitely was. It definitely was.
Well...
There's also, you know, there's a regional thing where you kind of get this, it's like Highlanders. Once you're in a certain locale with somebody, you know a regional celebrity when you're from that region.
Yeah, that's awkward.
I once saw Jimmy Nail from around the corner. I knew he was there, but I missed him. Probably about 5 seconds.
I've driven Jimmy Nail's car.
I was about to say something derogatory about Jimmy Nail there, but
don't you dare! I've driven Jimmy Nail's car. God, the calls are racking up now. Yes, Julian.
Hi there, Ian.
Hey, man, how you doing?
No bad self.
You know.
Just to say that I'm loving this show. It's fantastic. And I've been listening to you since you used to cover for Clive, and it's really, really good.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You're very kind. Thank
quick
you.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Have you ever lived in or stayed in Bristol, and what do you think of it?
I've got a friend, and I can never remember if he lives in Bristol or Bath. No, he lives in Bath. I've been to Bristol. I don't think I've stayed there. But I quite liked Bristol. Yeah, Bristol was all right, yeah. Why?
Because I'm moving there, and I just wondered what you thought.
Oh.
I'm moving there from London, so...
Why are you moving there? That's quite a big...
Yeah, because basically I really wanted to become a lawyer, and the firm that have taken me on have an office there, yeah. And that's where they've asked me to go, so I'm relocating.
And how are you feeling about that, Julian?
It is quite a big change.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I'm hoping that I make friends there and fit in, and it'll be all right.
And are you... Have you got like a partner? I'd hate the word partner, but I don't know what you're supposed to say anymore because I'm an old man. Are you going there on your own? Have you got people coming with you? What's the deal?
Deal is I'm pretty much going there on my own. My girlfriend will come visit.
Oh.
She comes from, I think, up near where you grew up, like...
Slough?
Reading, Slough area.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, yeah.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry for her. Poor girl, no one needs that kind of beginning in their life.
But, yeah, we'll see.
How long have you been going out with her?
I've been going out with her since the final year of university, a couple of years.
How do you think it's going to work, having a long-distance relationship?
We'll see. Hopefully it won't be long-distance for that long.
Why, is she going to come and join you?
Quite possibly, or vice versa, who knows. Both at the early stages of our career, so...
Yeah.
Got to work it all out.
Well, I hope it works for you as well.
Thanks very much.
I don't want to say something really negative, but I just know from experience and from other people's experience that long-distance relationships can be, how can I put this diplomatically, difficult. And it's hard being away from the person that you love and stuff, and it's tricky. And I really, really hope it works out for you.
Thanks very much, Ian.
Nice one, Julian. Let us know how it goes. I think you can listen to us in Bristol.
Yes, I must get another DAB digital radio, because at the moment I have to listen on my phone, which is kind of annoying.
No,
they're good.
Yeah, get a DAB, take it down to Bristol, and we will be your connection between your girlfriend and you. And we'll make sure that she's not up to any hanky-panky with anybody that she shouldn't be, OK?
Looking forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Julian. I nearly went into a thing about how long-distance relationships don't work, and I thought better of it. I thought better of it. I didn't, which is good. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Blimey, look at the time, flipping it. We've nearly finished the show. There's a brilliant picture that's been doing the rounds, and it's only in one newspaper today. It was online a lot yesterday. Of Donald Trump. You've seen this picture of Donald Trump? No, that's not it. That's a woman's, that's Mel B's bosom. Where is the picture of Donald Trump? Oh, look at that. I've written down, maybe. Oh, there it is. There it is. It's the page before Mel B's bosom. Her ample bosom. And it's the weirdest picture. It's Donald Trump, right, who's an odd guy. Donald Trump doesn't want to be president of the United States, right? And by the way, I only just realised what POTUS means. I know. I kept thinking, what's POTUS? Why does everyone keep saying POTUS? Oh, president of the United States. OK, yeah, clever, I've got that. He doesn't want to be president, does he? Obviously. He's now getting so outrageous and so ridiculous. It's obvious that he doesn't want to be the president. He's slagging off the mum of a dead soldier. I mean, come on. Come on. It's obvious that he's not nuts, right? It's obvious that he's now just going for broke, and he's saying everything he can to make sure that he doesn't wind up as the president of the United States of America. Well, there's this picture of him. I'm guessing he's on an aeroplane or something. And he's got KFC. I've never had a KFC, but even I know the KFC etiquette, right? So he's got this massive family bucket of KFC. And he's eating it with a knife and fork. Have you seen this? It's the weirdest thing. He's got a leg of chicken, and he's eating it with a knife and fork. It's insane. Anyway, on that bombshell, guys, thank you. A very busy show. Lots of calls. It's appreciated. We will be back tonight at, what time is it start? Oh, yeah, 10 o'clock. Yeah, you fancy some of that? Don't forget you can get the podcast from iTunes. Type in Ian Lee and Talk Radio, or from anywhere else. Back tonight at 10. Ta-ta!
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.